This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about that NBA Finals. Yeah, I tried to avoid it. They brought me back, but I'm not going to be alone. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals, probably jump into the draft, all things NBA, probably jump into some other sports. I got my man who's setting up his mic right now to my left, our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent, my man DeJuan Talley sitting out with me, and the host of the revamped Real Sports with Chuck Hosman. Gotta pause every time you say it. Yeah. Real Sports with Chuck Hosman. He's setting up this stuff right here, and we're about to jump into some sports. But first, we gotta pay some bills. I want to thank all the people who went to SamShowNation.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, you can always get your epicenter, the ground zero for everything related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Everything you can be found right there at SamShowNation.com. You can go on the homepage, current promotions page, hit the donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and whatever little bit you give keeps us running, keep the podcast rolling. So by doing that, you can always do that at SamShowNation.com. Click the donate button on the homepage, current promotions page. Right there, you can also show your love, wear your love. When you're out in the streets or out and about, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store. Bunch of swag for you guys, whether it be t-shirts, stickers, all the swag you can get from Just Talking with Sam right there at the store. Pick whatever size you are, and you can show your love while you're out there. You know, just representing Sam Show Nation. Also, the podcast itself, you can go to SamShowNation.com, hit the podcast link, and you can listen in a variety of ways, whether you have iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, RSS, or right there. You can listen right there, SamShowNation.com. Since you're on the page right there, just click whatever episode you want to listen to. Just listen to it right there on the page if you're at SamShowNation.com or whatever wireless mobile devices you have. We got a few promotions this week. We're gonna talk about some ads here, but like I said, we gotta pay some bills. The first sponsor this week is the good folks at Dollar Rent-A-Car. Dollar Rent-A-Car knows that the 4th is coming up, and you may be road tripping it. And they are offering up to 20% off select cars, classes on this weekly's rentals. Look, July 4th is right around the corner, and they want to help you out. There's no real promo code needed. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page, click the Dollar Rent-A-Car link. You can prepay and get up to 20% off economy through full-size car classes on your next weekly rental. Now, you may want to hurry up because the offer is only valid for booking right now through July 3rd. So if you're doing and you're trying to book it down and get it ready for the July 4th holiday, you may want to do it right now. The offer is valid. No promotional code needed. Just go to SamShowNation.com under current promotions link. Hit the Dollar Rent-A-Car link. Reynolds, all of this is valid. It's only offered in the continental United States. And you may want to hurry up on this because it's a week away. As a recording of this, it's a week away. So please go to Dollar Rent a Car, via SamShowNation.com. Speaking of getting out of here, the next sponsor knows you are about to get out of here. Look, it's summertime and you need to vacation it up. What better place to use than Booking.com? What? Booking.com, Booking.yeah. You can go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com under current promotions link. Hit that Booking.com link, part of the Priceline Group. They got the lowest rates. No booking fees, you can save some money. They got over 600,000 properties worldwide, vacation spots. Maybe you want to get some villas. Over 80,000 destinations in which you can go. You can manage your bookings online. It's easy to cancel, make changes, send a request to the property. Maybe you need something special. Hey, maybe you got, in my case, I did this when my little boy was young. I said, hey, can you put one of those portable cribs in the bed? And I had to travel. And they said, yes, sir, we could do that. And that's the people you can do it from, booking.com at SamShowNation.com. Round-the-clock customer service, available anytime, anywhere. What I mean by that is 24/7 customer service in English or over 40 other languages, depending on what you speak. I don't know. Depending on where you're going. Man, you could join the 30 million travelers who have downloaded their free mobile apps. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click the booking.com link, and you can just take your travels elsewhere for the low, 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 low price. So please, booking.com, booking.yeah, let them help you. You're traveling this year, this holiday season. So your July 4th or just your summer destinations, wherever you may go, from coast to coast, from L.A. to Chicago, you can use booking.com at SamShowNation.com. Next sponsor, look, I'm going to get into this in a minute. I have to. But our next sponsor is the good folks at Adidas.com, who is the official outfitter of the NBA. You can click the link at SamShowNation.com, and you can celebrate your 2016 NBA champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click that Adidas link, and you can get all of your NBA championship tees, the Cleveland Cavaliers championship tees, or jackets, your t-shirts, whatever you need to get, wrapping the 2016 NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm reading it. Look, you can do that, or you can also go to SamShowNation.com, click that Adidas link, and you can rep whatever team that you're repping. Like, I'm partial to the Detroit Pistons. I'm also partial to the Golden State Warriors. I'm partial to Oklahoma City. What else you got? I'm getting some smiles around the room right now because, well, we'll get into it in a second. But first and foremost, you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Adidas link, and you can get your exclusive 2016 NBA Champions Cleveland Cavaliers merchandise. There you go. All right. And last and certainly not least, you can go to Amazon.com. Look, it's over. Basketball is over for right now. They will be back. You get some baseball. I mentioned you may be doing some traveling. You may be doing a lot of things this summer. But one of the things this summer I know you're going to do, mainly because I've did it twice this week. We'll get into that in this podcast. Go to Amazon.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, you can catch up on a lot of your summertime activities, whether you're home, abroad, away. Maybe you need some mobile devices for your travels. Maybe you want to stock up on that Prime Video membership so you could maybe watch while you are traveling. Maybe you could get a, you know, or maybe you just want to take the time out to rest. You can catch up on some great shows and movies that's available via Prime, whether it's, I don't know, 100 Lives, Selma, 1408. That was a good movie. I saw that. Noble, Ian Harris, Critical Thinking, Crooklyn. Crooklyn is now on Amazon Prime. I did not know that, and now that I know that, I may want to check that out. The great documentary, Hater by Matt Walker. If you ever, I recommend this documentary because if you ever wanted to get in the eyes of a hater and why people hate, and I don't mean in the hate way of, well, yeah, maybe, but just like talking smack behind your back, he opened up some eyes on that. Or a great documentary, great movie as a whole that I personally just watched, Steel Bill. It's the life story of Bill Withers. It's great. Steel Bill is a little bit older, but it's still a good watch. It still holds up. It presents the story of Bill Withers, who wrote some of the best songs of our lifetime, who truly understands the heart and soul of a man. Man, it's just, it's all good. You can get all of that stuff via Amazon Prime. You get all that stuff via Amazon. Maybe you don't have Prime. Maybe you want to keep it for yourself. These are also available on DVD. The best place to get it is SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link, and you can shop as you normally would. Man, it's pretty great, man. So what we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics, but wouldn't be outdone. It's going to be a lot about NBA talk, a lot about the league today. And we're gonna play a song from my man, proud guy of the he's one of our guys. He's been here since day one. Name tag Alexander, name tag himself. He's got a EP coming out July 15th. It's called the Metal Letter EP. You may have heard that if you're around Detroit. I know you've heard this. If you watch ESPN First Take, I know you heard my man name tag. He's contribute to them, but he looked out for us this week. He got a new one called Underground Funk. It will be on the EP. You can pre-order right now at his website, Name Tag Now, spelled just how it sounds, nametagnow.com. You can pre-order the Metal Letter EP. So without any further ado, we're gonna listen to Underground Funk by my man Name Tag, and then we're gonna jump into this NBA Finals. See you in a few.
They like it live, with the system up, 808s and baseline, so you feel the dump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump, and only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk. They like it live, with the system up, 808s and baselines, make you feel the dump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump, and only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk. Ayo, back up on the scene, what you mean? Feeling like I'm at my best, I'm feeling fresh as Listerine. Got some dressing to impress, you see my kicks, they looking clean. I ain't gotta do the most, dope in t-shirt and some jeans. When I hop up in that ride, get that auxiliary cord. Got a streaming platform, playlist better than yours. Riding round with my mind on paper and getting more. Going hard for my fam, yeah, that's who I do this for. Shout out to my cousins, buzzing, moving crowds while on tour. Grinding our way to the top, man, we started at the floor. I'm just repping. Like I'm stepping, putting points up on the board. It's just best you be the ref, and I suggest you keep the score. Trying to dominate this game, make a claim in the sport. Hey, you know I play to win, so a victory's in store. Shoot for legendary status, we ain't here to be ignored. Hit me loud in them sounds, turn it up a little more. Turn it up, they like it live. With the system up, 808s and baseline, so you feel the dump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump. And only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk. They like it live, with the system up, 808s and baselines, make you feel the dump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump. And only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk.
greatness is waiting. My heart is racing. I'm chasing, losing patience. I can taste it. I gotta get it. Rip the mitten. The men is barely living outside the system of privilege where I'm from. I'm a champion from the slums. Young and dumb, hard to overcome. Pumping my Reeboks. The only time you see me hold my tongue. This for all my fans around the world with my poster hung. Competition get posterized. We goats if you know the signs. Capricorn spitting that fire just like we rap with horns. Rick Mahorns, bad boys back to back. If you the king, about to snatch your hat. Snap back, match with the strap. Up on my top tens, I'm locked in. Barely smiling these days like Rakim. Paid in full, I got that work. And I never clocked in. No keys, just the keys of life. And I don't need a locksmith. Legendary status, we ain't here to be ignored. Hear me loud and them sounds. Turn it up a little more, they like it.
Lie. Whip the system up, 808s and bass lines, so you feel the thump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump. And only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk, they like it live. Whip the system up, 808s and bass lines, make you feel the thump. Got them saying, what you playing, make the speakers jump. And only underground funk, bumping out of my trunk.
We are back. That was my man Name Tag with the new Underground Funk EP. All right, let's just start it up. First of all, I want to thank my guys who's coming in. DeWine, who came back.
What happened?
You remember him from the start.
The return.
Our official, unofficial NBA analyst. You know, he came in to start the playoffs. And since this is such a momentous occasion, I had to call my man.
That's right.
My guy who knows a thing or two. But I also had to call him a second guy who actually has book, chapter, verse, and will haunt me for everything I say because I have no facts to back up anything I'm saying. My man Chuck Hosner from the revamped Real Sports with Chuck Hosner. You gotta pause when you say it. It's like a Tribe Called Quest.
You gotta take a pause.
My man Chuck, thank y'all. Before we just jump into the finals,
yes,
I want to acknowledge I'm about to eat crow. I'm going to take my foot out of my mouth. I'm going to eat some crow with a side of humble pie.
Are you about to dab LeBron?
I am not going to dab LeBron.
I
may say some unsavory things about the entire Cleveland Cavaliers franchise as a whole because I'm going down with the ship. Apparently, it was cool for people to – I like Golden State, and then after Sunday night, well, I was down with LeBron. No. I'm still not. Like, DeJuan, the person who's to my left, much like everyone else, Sunday night went out of their way to let me know that Cleveland won. As much as hype as I was about Golden State, DeJuan, my brother, I am – probably up to $120 of bets. I'm just whipping off cash. It's to the point I don't even know anymore. You could just walk up to me and just like, "Hey, dog, you bet me $5." I'm just gonna slide you $5 just out of safekeeping.
Yeah.
I still mean what I say. As of right now, the entire city of Cleveland is still standing. I still believe there's a curse. I still believe Cleveland is not ready for a championship. I know what day it is. Stop looking at me like that. I know what day it is. Look, they couldn't handle a UFC championship. And now they got the fanfare. You know how I know Cleveland's not ready for a championship?
Yeah.
Because the Cavaliers stopped in Vegas before returning home to Cleveland. They avoided going to Cleveland. They just said, can we go anywhere else?
You don't understand. They go, oh, this is the first championship for Cleveland. Isn't like 90% of the state Buckeye fans?
They've been killing it in college.
No, but you can't count,
that count?
Buckeye fans. Like, no. And we said this in the last podcast.
Cleveland not to win anything.
It's
ever.
Cleveland.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not like, no one claims Cleveland anymore.
Yeah.
I know this.
No, Drew Carey, but that's about it.
No, yeah, the last victory y'all had was Drew Carey.
Bone Harmony.
We don't even count that as a victory. Yeah, I mean, like,
we gotta count that.
They didn't get a Grammy. No, you didn't get Best New Artist 3 years in a row. How did you get?
I still miss my Uncle Charles.
You are the only one. I stopped caring. Charles is dying. When Izzy E died, that was like a wrap for Bone. That was a wrap.
Yeah.
Hey, they still got Machine Gun Kelly. Got to give Machine Gun Kelly a spot.
And where's he at? He doesn't rap Cleveland.
You know what if, like, Destroyed Rap was the double album? That's what destroyed it.
No.
Man. The 8-Ball triple album, I wasn't ready for that.
No, like.
The Bone Double, that was good.
It's about content. Remember not that? Necessarily just
Tupac
having
Tupac and Biggie, that was
Tupac put out the double. Biggie put out the double. Everyone's like, oh, I guess everyone will put out
Outkast
double.
Outkast saved the double album.
Yeah.
Love Below and Speaker Box saved the double album.
Yeah, they bought a new thing.
Anyways.
And to it.
Back to Cleveland.
But back to Cleveland.
back to Cleveland.
The finals. Like, I watched the game.
Yeah.
My boy DeJuan watched the game. We are going to talk about the same Game 7 game. It will sound like two people watched it. When I watched the game, I saw my team getting – it was very even. A lot of sucker-free basketball. Not a lot of refs in there. And then that no-good Kyrie Irving.
Do you notice when he shot that
three-pointer? That Budinski.
The soul
left
Steph Curry
me.
Left him.
No, it left me. It left me.
That's a nice shot.
Yeah.
It no. I can admit this now. Yes.
Yeah. And he killed him the whole series.
I don't like
I don't know. Not the whole series.
I do not like Cleveland. No. And I'll tell you, Kyrie was good.
Kyrie, I said this.
What I hoped he would
the
grow
only
into,
thing
finally.
I got right in the last podcast.
LeBron's still not good in game sevens, I'll tell you that. They did not win that game.
What? No.
9 for 24.
Look.
That's not good.
It's going to take years.
A decisive block. A decisive block.
That block. Look, Chuck.
How about earlier in the game, his help defense was horrible.
Horrible.
Never said it wasn't.
Horrible.
I just said he had a decisive block.
Yes, he did.
Very decisive block.
It was amazing. In Game 5 and Game 6.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best back-to-back ever in a final.
Ever. I've never seen
but
that.
But Game
like
7, Kyrie won.
Well, Game 7.
Yeah, that was all Kyrie.
I give it more Kyrie than LeBron Come on.
I give it to him for making a great shot. But he's supposed to make a great shot. You get paid to play basketball.
Game 7 felt old school. Like they were
That was it. Sucker-free basketball.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, I knew, like, people were talking about it, and I was like, it's not going to be over 8 points. I was like, I think it's going to be a 4 point. No, I said
it ended right at eight. Yeah.
I said, like, I don't think it's going to go any further than that because everybody's playing. They all
if,
in.
If Draymond wasn't on fire, they would have been down 20.
Yeah, it was halftime.
Draymond had a great game. I don't know where the fuck Clay went. I'm looking at stuff. Look, you could say injury, you could say whatever, but that game, he was just so deflated because
I understand he was hurt.
Yeah.
But that dumb ass on the top play, the behind the back pass.
Yeah. I don't know what like.
Yeah. I don't.
Like, Steph has always been a fundamentals guy.
So I don't know why he went to, like, street
so
ball.
So for him to do that. No, you know what? He's done that before. You know what? I take that back. He has done.
That's one of his signature moves.
He has done that before.
I don't think it was smart to do it.
But it's just, in that game, stick to what you know, man. And unfortunately, it did. So
Cleveland won that as much as Golden State gave it away.
Yeah.
Like, Cleveland won.
I agree.
Whatever. Because
nobody stepped up in the fourth.
Nobody stepped up in
Draymond
the fourth.
Draymond ran out of gas.
And you know that little bit of hope I had, and I wanted this, and I wanted it to be stereotypical Cleveland basketball. When LeBron fell, and he fell on his wrist, and I thought he broke his wrist.
No,
I stood and applauded.
See,
and I was like,
for the man's broken
I man. Said, this is Cleveland.
This was my thought.
This is Cleveland. We've seen it so many times before.
He flops. He's a faker.
Yeah, he does flop.
So when he went to the ground, my first thought was, I got to see the replay because I know he can't be hurt.
No, but you got to think about
he
that.
He wasn't. That was kind of stupid. That was right there with the Paul Pierce in the wheelchair.
Yeah, that was right there with the Paul Pierce.
And I do not respect him as a flopper. I will say that on record.
The greatest
That's the only
flopper
thing I do not like
is Anderson Varejao.
Oh,
hands down.
Oh,
Kawhi. See, the Europeans brought that shit into the NBA.
Oh, absolutely. The D-Vox.
Oh, yeah.
Little Whitskies of the world.
Yeah.
But now they have a championship. I can admit it.
Finally.
They say the curse is over. I
You're
still
going to see the rubber match next year, too.
Yeah. And you know what?
East. There's nobody in the East.
Nobody.
Toronto still. There's some rumblings in the New York area.
Okay. I am a Knicks
Derrick
fan.
Derrick Rose.
Okay? I am a Knicks fan. All right, but I know
your team.
I know reality.
Yeah, has a team.
Yeah.
You got Rose over there. There's some rumblings about Pau Gasol.
No.
There's some rumblings.
Give me Noah.
Yeah. They
Give me Noah.
For Noah.
In the triangle, he's a fantastic.
Oh, he'd be
passer.
Wonderful. Wonder
yes.
forward.
But
yes. Best passing big man in the league. He's healthy, because he hasn't been healthy.
Plus, he plays defense.
Hold on. But before we get into the future, congratulations, Cleveland, because I'm contractually obligated to say that.
You got a little audio
like
hurt for him?
That looked like that hurt.
You got to get We Are the Champions? Is that going to get played today?
No.
I was just wondering.
I'm not going back on my word. Like, I'm going to jump ship Cleveland. But we, like, at the end of the finals.
Yeah.
Or regular season. I'm pretty sure you saw. I know you say because you kept me up with it.
Absolutely.
How they presented the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They presented the Bill Russell Playoffs MVP.
Yeah. And why didn't Bill Russell get introduced?
And why did no? Let's
I'm
start
here.
How do you not introduce?
I'm watching that going. That's
royalty.
Fucking Bill Russell.
They did.
11-time champion.
They did it on the slide, but they did it. They did introduce.
No,
him.
That needs to.
Here's
be.
My problem. Who the fuck let Bill Russell out of the house like that? Like, he didn't have a... Nobody brushed his hair.
His hair and beard is always nasty.
Like, that,
I don't
know
why.
The suit he had on is easily 20 years older than him.
Oh, God.
Look like
easily.
A special.
And he just...
And he's got to have a little bit of money.
And I'm... just Adam Silver, anyone, a Celtics fan, me, if you want to call me, give him a lineup, something.
Yeah.
Give him a hat. He just came out
disheveled.
It just stop
impressed.
Having Bill out there like that.
He gotta be looking 80, home. Right?
But still,
man, old, just man. Stop. He's 11-time champion.
Jeez, they just had him looking real bad.
Much like how those championships. I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent. You can't be doing Bill like that.
You got to clue in the little stuff. You know, that's good.
Yeah,
but
that was bad.
I know you know. DeJuan doesn't know this, but whenever we get the fishbowl. Horrible, depending on who you are, things happen. And we have a few awards to give out at the end of a very, very edge-of-your-seat Game 7 Finals. Right. Now, the Larry O'Brien Award was given. The Bill Russell Finals MVP. And much like the draft, they only do the important stuff. This is all the supplemental stuff they don't tell you about.
The little things.
The little things that you got to – You only get from the worldwide sensation that is the Just Talking with Sam podcast.
There we go.
The only way to get these awards.
Yeah.
And these awards are earned, not given. Mm-hmm. We don't just hand these out.
You
have to earn them. So, man, I'm getting a little choked up.
Getting choked up.
If I could just hit that button right there. This is. Nice award ceremony, just something to give back to the league. I'm getting a little bit clumped actually. Chuck, you haven't been here in a while. If you could do the honors, you pass me the first envelope.
This one right here?
Anyone you want.
Right here.
All right, tell me what it says.
Oh, we pass the envelope.
Would you like to?
Do I just read it?
Hold on. Would you like to? You can open it, and I'll just tell you whatever that award is. I'll give you a brief history of it.
Yeah.
What award is
this
that?
This is the Otis Thorpe Award.
Let me tell you something about the Otis Thorpe Award. First of all,
bad news.
Otis Thorpe. This award is named after.
That's how we got Darko.
This is named after a person who
Darko.
You know when the finals started that one of these people. Will not be joining us on this team next year. I mean, when you are a recipient of the Otis Thorpe Award, your days are numbered with whatever organization that you play for.
Yeah.
Previous winners include Vernon Maxill, Chris Gatlin.
Can I guess who's going to win this award?
Would you like to guess?
It's got to be Love, right?
Okay, Love.
It's gotta be Love. Kevin Love, man.
who's this year's bit. Recipient?
He's making $20 million. He was a corpse in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
He was a dead man walking.
he got a rebound in game 7. I didn't even know he still played.
This year's Otis Thorpe Award.
See, I would have said Richard Jefferson, but he already retired.
But he already retired, so, it's hard.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of who.
Who really, to yo, earned this award?
If
you could do the honors.
Okay. You built this up.
I know, man.
You got a guess?
I know.
James, who's the guy that came from Miami with LeBron? Was that James Jones?
James Jones.
Yeah, so do they have to be on the championship team?
They don't have to be on the championship team. They just have – these are finals awards. As long as they were with both teams in the finals.
Okay, you could be Harrison Barnes.
Could be Varejao.
Varejao could be gone. Harrison Barnes is –
he's definitely gone.
If Durant goes to Golden State, then it's going to be Iguodala.
I mean, like,
we're going to play the opposite prayer.
Like I said, there's a lot of speculation. Do you see how prestigious this award is? Pretty prestigious.
Man, these are some high-quality envelopes here.
You could just hit the tape flap in the middle. I didn't think he was going to do all that.
It's better audio.
Okay. Yeah, it's a suspense.
And the winner of the Otis Thorpe Award goes to Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut, man. We will not see him next year.
No.
Very doubtful.
Very doubtful. But, like, we don't fact check. We don't.
Yeah.
You're the stat guy, so we don't do that here. But, DeJuan, if you don't mind, we're playing it. The award ceremony is going on. If you don't mind presenting the next award. What award are we presenting?
Yeah, this is a Scottie Pippen.
Hold on. Let's give a little history on the Scottie Pippen Award.
He got a migraine and choked.
Hey, now, man.
Is that what this is?
He changed the small forward forever.
I'm just trying to finish for Scottie Pippen.
Well, now.
No tipping Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
That could be
no
Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tiger Woods got this award.
There's a lot of reasons. I just want these guesses to go out at this point.
Let's see.
No tipping Pippen.
Oh, man.
I needed a private jet to be like Jordan, but couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Well.
So that's why I go play for Portland. So then I go play for Portland.
All right. So let me break this down.
So we'll see what the award
is. See, a lot of people confuse the Scottie Pippen Award.
Yeah.
With the John Stockton Award, when you are the number two on the squad, when you are a person who is arguably a very big hand in it. No. The number two on the squad. That's the John Stockton Award. And we will give that out later on. The Scottie Pippen Award. Now, everything you just said about Scottie Pippen is
all
true.
All true. All damn true.
The Scottie Pippen Award.
No tipping Pippen.
No tipping Pippen.
Highlights.
What?
Yeah, all true, because if we know Scottie Pippen, it highlights the fact that this is the unsportsmanlike award. This is the person.
Oh, the coach don't call the play for you, so you don't get off the bench?
That's that
throw
award.
Throw the cheer on the court.
And then who coach?
Yeah.
Nothing but that.
This is the.
So angry.
You
blatant
can't.
Hatred for Tony Kukoc.
You can't tell him a secret award.
Yeah.
This is on the street. They call this
the snitch. Oh, not the snitch
award.
Okay, let's see.
This should be the Russell award, man.
No, see that. See, that's the regular season. The D'Angelo Russell
did win
the regular season.
And he does a commercial with it.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
And D'Angelo Russell should be slapped 13 times by Shaq hands.
See this? That in the regular season, he totally.
Oh God.
Is a great candidate for the Scottie Pippen Award. Other winners, Kobe Bryant.
I should pay him off like Shaquille.
See.
Who has nothing to do with my infidelity, but I'm going to just put him over the fire anyway.
So, DeJuan, if you don't mind.
Who is this guy snitching?
Who? Hold on. Who do you think?
I'm trying to think. Who's been
who do you think?
Who has been talking to the feds?
Delonte West?
Who?
That
is good.
Calling John Brown's mom?
Yeah.
Look, just because Gloria was a cougar.
That was
young
good.
Young man.
That was good. You know, he is a finals nominee.
Yeah.
Well, we can't hold everybody in suspense for so long. Who won this year's Scottie Pippen?
The Scottie Pippen Award. No tipping Pippen.
I forgot about that.
I will join the... The Portland.
No, Tippin' Pimpin'.
I forgot about that. Him and Eric Barkdale.
This year, Scottie Pimpin' Award.
LeBron James.
Really? LeBron James. Snitching. Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. There's got to be something else in here.
LeBron James wins this year's Scottie Pimpin' Award. Unfortunately, LeBron James could not be here to pick up this award, mainly because he has not dropped the NBA Championship Award, the Larry O'Brien
Man,
Trophy.
He hasn't let that go.
He hasn't let that go. He did let it go for a hot second because Dan Gilbert stole it from him. Oh, but yeah. Ever since then.
Yeah. At the parade.
At the parade. Since then, yeah. But, yeah, LeBron James this year's with the whole Adam Silver, with the whole, Mr. Silver, Draymond called me a bad name on the court.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
Mr. Silver!
That was a bad look.
My wife was in attendance and he called me. Let's start. All right, first of all, I played street ball. I played organized basketball.
I've been called.
The second you walk on a court, you will not be called by any other name.
Nobody's going to say, oh, welcome, sir.
I have yet to see that.
No, you're going to be
talking about that. And then I feel less than a man. Did he snitch? Got Draymond kicked out. And then what
No, Draymond's nut hitting antics.
No, that was a double foul. That was a double foul, and they left it there. But when that call was made,
I don't know.
It was on LeBron. That's why I got called like that.
When that call was made,
absolutely.
That night, Mr. Silver.
If he did, was made to Adams. If he did that to LeBron, he would have been the same thing. He would have got a game.
Mr. Silver,
just a fine.
But that was the first time in Finals history.
Yeah.
Someone was thrown out of the game during the finals. No, you find him at the start of next season. You kick him out for 5 games, 10 games, at the start of next season.
Well, no,
I've never seen that happen.
But he
accumulated so
fouls.
Many technical fouls. That's what happened.
So that's why they
I
had
understand.
To
I understand. But what I'm saying is they would have kicked him out previously because he's such a factor.
Well, NBA, they go back and look at stuff way more now than they used to.
But they go back. Who goes back 2 days after a phone call? Mr. Silver? Or
think about Robert Parrish when he punched Lambeer, you know.
Yeah.
That was
funny. And they just he didn't get kicked out. Yeah, and then the next game he played. Today that wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
oh my God, are we contesting the Scottie Pippen Award? Much like LeBron James contested the unanimous MVP that went to my man Steph Curry.
LeBron gets on my nerves, so I don't mind him getting it.
Yeah, the Scottie Pippen.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy
at all.
He
probably
don't
tip
like
either.
It.
I bet.
But it's Cleveland. So right. I'm pretty sure just him being there got jobs. Blah 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 blah.
Is he, absolutely.
He said he's not leaving.
He's not leaving. He's not leaving. He's a god there.
This year. Next year he's not leaving.
He's not leaving. He's a god there now. Yeah. I wouldn't leave either.
No, if he gets a chance to play with like Chris Paul and those guys, I think he's out.
No.
That would have made sense to me.
If he would have lost, he would have dipped.
Now look though, in 2019, New York's salary cap would be amazing. What they have, like $75 million, something like
yeah.
that.
Right now?
No. Not now.
So right now
not this upcoming season, but the season after this.
Yeah.
They'll have enough money where they can make a run at everybody.
This year, next year, Bron could go to the Clippers.
He could.
All right.
Oh, God.
Then
he could.
Then the Clippers trade Blake Griffin for Carmelo because that's his boy.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
He loves
he loves Carmelo.
Yeah, and Carmelo's one of the most prolific scorers.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
But you can't play isolation ball.
No.
In this league.
Get him some height. Hold on, you get him some height. I think Carmelo.
So you'd have DeAndre, you'd have Bron, you have CP, and you have Carmelo.
I think something like that would be more towards the tail end of LeBron's career, not right now.
I'm just saying, like, if next year it would work.
It would work, but right now he's in guy-like status. I don't see him leaving Cleveland.
Yeah, because they're talking about him to Lakers and to New York.
Nah.
And I don't know if
I don't see that happen.
Where do you think Durant's going?
I'm praying not to go to State. I would like for him to go to L.A., to the Clippers would be nice. I think he would kill it if he went to Toronto. I know he's not going to Toronto.
And then move Griffin?
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
Or Jordan.
Would you put
Durant at the three?
I would.
And then you could keep Griffin and
honestly,
keep DeAndre?
Because the cap says so.
With CP3, that'd be a nice
I would like to see Durant.
That's a slaughter.
Awesome.
Yeah. That would be a slaughter team.
Yeah, I thought San Antonio was gonna get there this year. I think their time's over now.
San Antonio?
Yeah, I think their time's over.
No. Never sleep on San Antonio.
It depends on LaMarcus.
Never sleep on San Antonio.
Like Duncan is
Duncan's
out, but
Duncan should be out. He looked good when he was
there. Gaming Kawhi Leonard up. They already gaming him up. So
he's probably the best two way player in basketball right now.
Kawhi,
yeah. They're already gaming him up.
I mean, like, I was actually so happy that San Antonio didn't make it because I was like, Kawhi is not checking LeBron.
Yeah, that would have been a horrible matchup for LeBron.
And he knows it, and we know it, and.
Thanks, LeBron.
LeBron needs to start working on his jump shot.
He does.
Yeah.
Like Jordan, at some point,
he's not
going to be able.
Goals like that,
he's not going to be able to drive the hoop like. And it, what did Jordan do? He became jumper Jordan.
Yeah, no, that was the bad boys beating the shit out of Jordan.
Pretty much.
So he had to learn that quickly. He had to learn. Hey, let's stay out of paint for a while.
I'm tired of getting punched in the stomach and head and neck area, so I fade away.
We gotta keep it going.
Our people. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
You gonna read the next one?
Of course. I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Get the composure.
You know what? I feel so good. You guys are my guests.
Okay.
So we just go back and forth with you, and I'll give the brief history.
All right. Anderson Award.
The Birdman Award.
Guy with the most tattoos?
Yes. See,
the most overrated bench player?
Yes.
Is that
like,
the award?
All of this is true. But. The essence.
J.R. Smith.
Of the Chris Anderson Award. Good nominee.
He can't play defense.
Yeah. Good nominee.
He stands in the corner and shoots threes. That's what he does.
And he stands in the corner like a lonely hooker on Woodward.
But the essence of the Chris Anderson Award is not only to do a stunning combination of jack and shit on defense, but also you have to be the most attention-getting dumbass on the court.
Yeah, that's got to be J.R. Smith.
much like Chris Anderson.
Because he got a lot of hype, too.
But Delly's.
All of the tattoos. Yeah.
It's got to be J.R.
All of the outfits.
It's got to be J.R. Smith.
Now,
who still, as much as LeBron has held the trophy, J.R. Smith has not put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Damn it, J.R. Smith. Put on a shirt, man.
Now, J.R. Smith, great nominee.
I see them in the parade. I hope he has some sunscreen on. It looks
Then you come out there chest naked in front of Jim Brown. It's Jim Brown, man. Yeah. That's a fucking respect. It's Jim Brown.
Football guy.
He's the last person who won a championship for the city. Yeah. Have some respect.
And the Browns have won a championship before the Lions.
That's on to the moon.
Yeah.
By 7 years.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm glad. Did they win the Super Bowl? No, they did not.
They won
AFC
Championship.
Yeah. But
it wasn't a Super Bowl. Yeah.
These awards are earned, not given.
Oh, so
who's this year's?
Let's see. I'm going
Chris Anderson.
As well.
It's got to be JR.
We just talked
20 minutes about him.
Is it?
There's nobody from Golden State that would think that.
Attention whore.
Attention whore.
Media diva.
You thought of it. So you didn't even open it.
We'll see.
You thought of it.
No, but he does a lot.
Does he? I wonder who you're thinking of.
Who's it?
Amir Shumpert.
Amon Shumpert. Yes.
Oh, with a little. What's that, immediately.
He looked like Wesley Snipes
with
from
that stupid haircut.
He looked like an idiot.
Now, don't get it twisted. J.R. Smith, easily.
He got the Tupac.
It was neck and neck between these two. Yeah, but during the finals, Amani Shumpert, who did a stunning combination.
He's another guy that might not be there. He might have won the Otis.
Oh, he's going to be. He could have. He was a nominee. But he come out with the stupid Jerry curl. One day he had the high top fade. He's out there on the Funky Duck. He just gliding in, having a Bud Light. The hoverboard. He's on the hoverboard, just having a Bud Light, going around in circles.
Maybe that's a Millennium thing. I'm not getting on no damn hoverboard, man.
Yeah, you know that thing that catches on fire.
I'm not.
Have you been on one?
Yeah, I'm not doing it like outside.
No.
To my home. In the basement.
I'd probably fall and kill
myself. I'm not going to be a grown man outside on the hoverboard like, hey.
But you know who, is one?
With the damn man purse on.
Oh, yeah.
And a man European bun. Handbag.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's a handbag. It's a purse, dog.
It's European.
It's a satchel.
But this year's Chris Anderson Award.
Chris Anderson.
Goes to Amon Shumpert.
Tupac.
And now that you have this award, please.
Bishop.
please cut your goddamn hair.
Please.
Like, just please.
Or at least
for me.
Don't ever put it in a little bitty ball.
No.
On top of your head.
No. Like,
ever
it,
again.
It was hard to pay attention to the game because I was looking at that like
it was bizarre.
It was like one of those magic eye puzzles where your eye is just drawn to it.
Transfixed. You're like, what the hell is that?
But that's what happened. All right.
But he does have Teyana Taylor, so you got to give him props.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, they got a kid together. So.
Let's keep this going.
All right.
But we honor these guys. We honor these guys.
So we have the Danny Granger Award.
The Danny Granger Award.
Ooh,
who's got the worst knee? Who's falling off the most?
I can't say Richard Jefferson because he backed up. RJ is what they call him now.
Now
he backed up Richard. He backed up LeBron.
The Danny Granger Award. Or
who fell off the quickest? It's got Kevin Love might have won this.
Kevin Love?
Who fell off the quickest.
Well, he never lived up to expectations.
Because Granger was good, and then he wasn't.
And then he just disappeared.
See,
does he still play?
To my knowledge, I understand we are a global sensation, so there are some people here who are not as fond of the game of basketball like we are. Let's break down the Danny Granger Award. All
right.
Or in the streets, they like to call it the Who's. Who?
Who's that?
Who?
Who that?
The Danny Granger Award is an award given to a person in the finals where not only do you question if they are a factor, you question if they're still on the team.
You even question
if they're in the league.
It's got to be.
You even question, like, where did
Delma
you go?
Delma maybe. K-Love is too obvious.
The Danny Granger Award is the, oh, shit, you do play for him.
I didn't realize James Jones played until I heard LeBron's acceptance speech. Cleveland, I was like, damn, James Jones.
The Danny Granger Award.
Wow. Yes. He played for Cleveland.
Is given to those.
He's been to as many finals as LeBron James. He's like LeBron.
I think he's just a hype man for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's LeBron's Flavor Flav to LeBron. Yeah.
You know what's even interesting about the Danny Granger Award? The war itself negates the award because we have to acknowledge this person who wasn't acknowledged all finals.
Yeah.
So you guys came up with some great nominees.
Dellavedova disappeared too.
Oh my! Was he even in Game 7? I don't remember him playing.
I don't remember him playing either.
Cleveland went to like a 6-man rotation.
Mm-hmm. I know he was there. I just remember a whole lot of towel waving and a whole lot of ass slapping.
I like y'all nominees because the second y'all crack over that envelope. It's going to be a wave of, him. So this shows that this person deserves this award.
I got to see.
You want to see who it is?
I got to see now. Jeez. Danny Granger Award.
Channing Frye. Channing Frye.
Oh, did you look that up?
Look at that. Look at everywhere.
That's like, did not play coach's decision.
Yeah. You know what? I almost forgot he was on the team.
Exactly. This is why he deserves.
I never
he was another one that I forgot was on the team.
The Danny Granger Award.
In Cleveland. And I was like, oh, yeah, Channing Frye.
Do you understand why this award is deserving? It's earned.
Did he even take a
not
shot
given.
In the finals?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
That's why he's deserving of this award.
Like I said, they went to such a small rotation.
Well, he just was another towel waver, hand clap.
The Channing Frye. Channing Frye. Unanimous.
Because they got him to be a three-point shooter, right?
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah.
I didn't see him take a damn
three. Yeah. So we're all unanimous of the Danny Granger Award. This is the Steph. We're all treating him like Steph. Yeah. Unanimous Danny Granger Award.
Yeah, that was all bad.
Earn it. He earned that one.
Yeah.
No dispute on that one.
You could have called this the John Sally Award, too.
Yeah, Spider.
See the deal with John Sally?
Chicago?
I knew he was there.
Chicago, he's in a
suit. I knew he was there.
He was there in a suit. That's about
he was there in a suit.
I knew he was there because he kept his antics on the side.
Yeah.
That's what we
see, Channing Frye was virtually anonymous throughout this entire final.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, how many rings does John Sally have?
John has...
At least like, what,
four?
Four or five?
Four.
He got two with us.
Two with Chicago.
Two with Chicago.
Wait, he got one with L.A.?
He got one with L.A.
Did he sneak in the back?
He snuck in.
He might have got one with Chicago, one because I think he has four rings.
Okay, so I believe that. Yeah, I believe one with Chicago, one with L.A.
Yeah, all right. So four or five. He's somewhere in there. But
Robert Parrish going to bring to Chicago?
Parrish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought he went to Chicago for a year. Because he sat on the bench.
Okay. No, he said if he went to Chicago, he said he damn sure
said. Yeah, really. He didn't do nothing.
Because his knees, he walked like C-3PO.
Yeah.
You can hear the clicking on TV.
I'm like the chief. Please.
That was like Walton on Boston, you know? Ain't doing shit except cheering.
All right.
No, I just leave that jacket on.
But here's what we're going to do. Let's play that music again.
Next.
Would you do the honors?
I got to go.
The Luke Walton Award.
The Luke Walton Award. Now, I'm pretty sure we all know what this award is. But for the layman, this award is given to the person who did, once again, the criteria, a stunning combination of jack and shit at the same time during the final.
Stunning.
But for some reason, we have to hype this person up as if he was a major factor in the outcome.
I'm going to say it's Tyronn Lue getting this award.
Tyronn Lue.
Shit, man.
You understand.
LeBron fucking did everything,
all
right?
He just shook his head like, what do you want to do, bro? Yeah.
You do understand. Luke Walton was in the finals, and he is also a nominee for this award.
He ain't even good enough to win his
award. Like, Luke Walton was the assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
No, I think it's Tyronn Lue won this award.
Like,
he did less than Luke Walton.
But Luke Walton, the title is named the Luke Walton Award.
I've seen Luke Walton standing up.
I saw Tyronn Lue.
The players.
I saw Tyronn Lue selecting new.
He's actually the new head coach of the Lakers.
He is. His dad told him not to take the job.
Yeah. Because he will totally be exposed for the Luke Walton Award.
He can last over a year.
That's a silly daughter. Until Jeannie Buss fires her brother.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with the Lakers.
Do the honors, Chuck.
They should have let Phil come back.
No, he's doing some moves in New York.
Oh, I don't mind him in New York, but I'm just saying that's what they should have done.
God, I just want to see New York just do something. Damn.
But who is this year's winner? The Luke Walton Award.
At least he'll get back in the playoffs.
Keep in mind, Luke Walton is a nominee. All
right.
He's a nominee for his own award.
Tyronn
Lue. Tyronn Lue. Yeah, good call. Good call. A man
Look, the best coach that didn't coach.
David Black did everything post David Black.
Yeah.
Like, even when he was gone, the memories of David Blatt was still in.
Well, you know, all he did was ask LeBron, which plays did you like?
Anytime, like Tyronn Lue. All right, first of all, one of my.
He'll always be the guy that got stepped over by AI to me.
I have a lot of. Now.
I remember that.
He's evolved. Not only with that, number one, where did he get all this gray hair from? Didn't earlier this season he had like
from worrying if he was gonna keep his job.
Jet black hair.
Yeah.
Like, did he put that just for men in his hair so people would take him seriously?
He's looking like Obama at the end here.
Yeah, I know.
Like a 4-year term. I'm like, what the hell?
Then,
it's been 82 games, man. What the hell?
Then you knifed David Black right in the back. You took his job. And then the first thing you say, these guys are out of shape. Yeah. Shut up. And then you gave that verbatim. I remember this inspirational speech.
Don't say
this. In game 3.
Don't do this.
You ready for this inspirational speech you gave out?
All don't right. do this, man.
Well, we won. The key is, we got to keep winning.
No shit, Sherlock.
Now look, I don't know if you're motivated.
I am motivated.
Look, honestly, when he said that, I was looking at the television. Look,
is there more? You know what, actually, I don't know if you guys got DirecTV or either. I thought I hit the forward button, and I missed the whole speech. I thought I just, like, leaned on the remote, like, whoa, what the fuck? And then, That was it.
That was it.
Well, we just got to keep winning.
Keep winning. I'm like,
Yeah. Tyronn, are you nervous for Game 7? No, I ain't nervous. Of course not. You're not nervous.
LeBron is sweating bullets.
I'm like, standing here in a nice suit.
Interestingly enough,
and he started crying.
His coaching would have been, he would have been the greatest leader ever if he would have cut Amon Shumpert's hair. If he would have just took him in a shoot around, put him in the middle of the court, and just cut it all off, you would have got my respect. All right, you are the coach of the year, but.
Did you guys notice after they won that Tyronn Lue got up and shouted out his hometown?
West Cleveland. Mexico,
before
Cleveland, Missouri.
Like, West Mexico, Missouri, we in here, baby.
Oh, first of all, West Mexico, Missouri is never in the house.
That's like Larry never. Bird going, I wouldn't rather be anywhere else except French Lick. What the fuck?
Hold on, wait. West Mexico, stunned. Missouri. Am I the only one?
I didn't know that it was West Mexico.
To get away from you that night and the rest of the Facebook mob to get away with you.
Yeah, I was horrible. I was horrendous.
West Mexico, what do you do? Go there to learn how to cut grass?
What I did, Google West Mexico because I thought that was one of those. What they say when you're about to have a stroke, you just say things.
Yeah,
that like you say words and they'll
just freeze up at that one.
He just, West Mexico, Missouri. I'm like, and I looked it up. That is a place. It is still not in the house. I want to make that play.
No, they're never
West Mexico
house.
Will never be in the house. I don't
Sorry,
care who's
West
out.
Mexico.
You can have a house in West Mexico, Missouri.
And still not be
it is
house.
Still not in the house. You say St. Louis or nothing else.
Exactly. Just leave
you say St. Louis or nothing else in Missouri.
I'll let you get away with Kansas City, but you will not say West
You know
Mexico.
What? I can eat Kansas City. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Missouri.
You will not say
Kansas
West
City.
Mexico.
Hard working town. Yeah. I don't have Google Maps in front of me. Yeah, you are in Missouri. West Mexico. That is the first and last time.
I don't know where that's at. Like, I have no clue. I didn't even Google it because I was like.
I Googled it.
Why would he say that first before Cleveland?
I really thought that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I thought he was so hype where his words were running together.
Yeah.
And he said it twice.
Like, he was like, thank you, South Canada, Michigan.
And I'm like, what? When he said West Mexico, I'm like, all right, that's the nerves. That's. And deserving of the Luke Walton Award, believe it or not, Tyronn Lue.
Yeah, Tyronn absolutely. Got to give it to him. Hey,
has three championship rings.
Tigers.
He does have three
sex.
Championship
That's
rings,
nice.
Doesn't he?
All deserving. Ironically enough, two of those rings were on a team with Luke Walton.
Who also.
Has
two rings.
No, Walton got six.
He has six rings?
He has six.
Jeez.
This is why this award is named after him. Can you name me one time Luke Walton has changed your mind about his whole game?
Not never in his
And he has six rings.
Basketball. No.
This is why this
I
award.
Still think I could take him.
I can give him six rings. Is that playing and coaching?
Playing and
it's
coaching.
It's got to be.
He has six
it's
rings.
It's got to be.
And how many we got left?
One more.
We got one more left. We got to play the music.
I got to play the music.
Go ahead.
Have the Jackie Christie Award. This has got to go to Miss Aisha Curry. Miss Aisha Curry.
The Jackie Christie Award. I mean, the Jackie Christie Award for the layman.
Yeah, you have to explain that one.
This is where support is such a big factor. What they say, the game is 90% mental, 10% physical. And sometimes you need that support. But sometimes you can support someone so much where you are now a distraction.
And a hindrance.
And a hindrance to the performance of the people on the court. But ironically enough, your support has made you a factor of those who are on the court.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And this award is earned. Not given, much like Jackie Christie, much like Shawnee O'Neal.
Yeah,
previous winners.
Jackie Christie is Doug Christie's.
Doug Christie's wife.
They're still together.
I think so.
I believe so. Yeah.
Much like Gabrielle Union, a past winner of the Jackie Christie Award.
Oh, yeah,
Gabrielle
absolutely.
Union
yeah,
has won this award.
Because he just came out and talked crazy.
I'm trying to think of
Wife.
Carmelo wife. What is Carmelo wife?
Lala Anthony.
Lala Anthony has won this award.
Deservedly so.
Deservedly.
Yeah. It'd have to be the wife of the man who just came out with the new orthopedic shoe.
Them orthopedic ones.
Hey, don't be knocking those underarms, man.
These some CNAs.
Look, hey, you leave him alone, man.
Miss Curry's.
Man, the mother of my church bought three pair, man.
Jesus.
You want to crack that open? Who won this year's Jackie Christie Award? This award is prestigious.
It's got to be Curry's wife.
It's got to be.
Unanimous.
Unanimous decision. Aisha Curry.
Aisha Curry.
Let's give it one more time.
Aisha Curry. Unanimous. much like her husband, unanimous decision.
Saying that the game was fixed even though your husband won 73 games but could not cap it off with a ring. I'm so sorry.
Or the most gangster thing I've ever seen. First of all, I've never seen anyone do this. During first take, you tweeted Stephen A. Smith and made him retract his statement mid-show.
Yeah. That was the most.
I have never seen that.
I've never seen him retract anything.
And he did this. Yeah, tweet. I just want to say, and then we're dancing at the camera. I just want to say, I'm not talking about you direct. He alienated millions of people to talk directly to her. This gangster tweeting.
Because I think his exact words were Savannah.
Savannah. And that was the straw.
Yeah, and that's when she tweeted.
Like, don't put us against each other.
Don't pit women against each other. I'm like, oh.
And I'm like, oh, all right. But deserving unanimous decision of the Jackie Christie Award.
If your husband is playing in the NBA Finals game, stay off Twitter.
Stay off Twitter.
Just text him.
Talking about Golden State with 73.
Right, what? I am looking at my screen here, and I am getting a tweet to stop talking about this from Aisha Curry, which is very interesting because as the recording of this podcast, we haven't even posted this on the internet yet. So she's good.
She knows.
So I
she
guess
knows all.
I guess we have to move on.
Please, let's do it. We don't want to pit anyone.
We're not putting anyone. Aisha, what I'm trying to say is.
Savannah wouldn't have tweeted you.
We don't. You know, if she ain't got nothing to do next week, I'm pretty sure Aisha Curry knows where I stay at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And she's coming over here. And, like, yeah, look.
They'll be held up.
Look, I've said a lot of jokes throughout this finals. We gave out all the awards, the NBA Finals awards. And all deservingly so, right? No disagreement. All deservingly so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, I know Steph Curry has the body of a junior high honor roll student. He'll be back next year. He's on a young team.
Absolutely.
I got a like from a tweet from Ray Rice's wife once. That was funny.
Oh, well.
Did you know how she was putting it out there?
Man, yeah. She went ham, too. I know I got knocked out, but that's none of your business.
That's none of your business. Not one bit.
I know I got carried and dragged, and I know you're concerned for my safety, but that's my man, and I'm standing next to him.
We had many conversations on Ray Rice.
Oh, many conversations. You needed to be here with those, because we explored the space when it comes down to Ray Rice.
I don't like him as a player, but just... Anyway, moving on.
But the only thing we can do before Aisha actually manifests in my living room, one thing we can do is look to the future, and that is the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Any hopes for the guys? Personally, the guys we got...
Well, is there anything you observed through the whole draft that you thought?
One thing about the draft, and this is not stats related...
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, fresh-faced guys. A lot of Steph Curry, junior high-looking dudes.
Well, we are getting old.
Yeah.
So people who are young.
Yeah,
really young,
yeah.
They irritate me.
Yeah.
They do. How old are you, 16? And like, no, I'm 21.
Yeah, there was a lot of fresh faces.
I want to come out in sandals and socks and say, you kids get off of my lawn.
Yeah, but the draft stuck out. Finally, Detroit made some good moves.
Yes, they did. Thank you, SVG.
They got some height, finally. Drummond can't do it by himself, man.
Yeah. We should drop a bomb for SVG right now. Thank you, Stan Van Gundy. Thank you.
Which is interesting because he is on this year's body issue of ESPN body issue.
Who's on the body issue?
No, Wade is on the cover, but, you know, sources have told me that Stan Van Gundy was nominated to be in the body issue.
I pray not.
You know what? Keep it fair. Y'all want to be an equal opportunity employee? Get Stan out there for the body issue.
The hedgehog?
Yeah.
You know, maybe people like a little hair.
He don't wear a tie.
I do love that about
him. He don't ever button it up, not even close. Not even close.
Ever since he had that trip to Mexico, and he was telling everyone about it, he was like, yeah, I know, I went to Mexico, and I did this, and you're like, whoa, Stan, you in some freaky stuff.
I started liking him, though, when Dwight Howard got him fired. Shout out for Dwight Howard, fire.
Yeah,
coaches.
Yeah. We got him now. And he's making some smart moves over here in the D.
What I noticed about the draft is the value of the draft is not very important anymore.
No.
Oh, no.
It's been quite diminished from the super teams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Players now have the ability to go play where they want after their three-year contract, mm-hmm. and it really hurts. And because you notice, like, Celtics had 8 draft picks, and they couldn't trade any of them.
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted them.
Everybody's like, why? Why would I trade for
what? That, but on the flip side, that's where we get good homegrown teams. If everyone's in sync, we got a Golden State from draft. We got
well,
we got
Golden
a Spurs
State got
draft.
Lucky.
Okay.
Like, Curry shouldn't have been there when he took him.
Yeah.
Draymond, everyone messed that up.
But Draymond, I don't know how Cleveland didn't take. I'm still shocked that.
Yeah.
I was pissed at that, by the way.
But
there's only like 3-4 good players in this draft this year.
And I mean, in Philadelphia, what is this? There, what, third or fourth year tanking purposely?
Yeah, but tanking purposely. I'm glad you said that.
They're big. They don't have. They need a point guard, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's big, and
I don't know what they're gonna do.
But that's the game we play now. We are now jumping. We have ebbs and flows. We don't have a lot of big men because
Okafor's big.
We're doing a lot of fundamentals.
Noel's big. Ben Simmons. They're all like 7 foot, man.
So I don't know how you're gonna. I don't understand what they're going to – unless they're –
they need to trade Noel's. That's what they need to
– You know what?
But
if they trade Noel –
are they hoping to get, like, just a veteran guard or something?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
I'm very curious.
This is what I wanted
the Pistons to do. I don't think Drummond's a max player. I would have traded Drummond for the 3rd pick, drafted Jaylen Brown, signed Horford at center. Now we got a stretch for – Now we got
You're
a center,
a lot, man.
75% free throw shooter.
You're asking a lot when I could just take this summer and just teach him how to shoot free. Give him that Larry Bird treatment.
33-5.
Get him the Larry Bird treatment. 1,000 free throws a day.
Don't change that rule either. Do not change that rule, man.
Give him that Larry Bird.
That's part of the fun. That's another thing. Well, they need to change the rule and make basketball boring. No.
No.
You're
don't change the rule,
man.
Yeah. Don't change the rule. Step your game
when
up.
When I was a kid, we all used to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
How amazing was it to watch like a Mark Price or someone like Joe Dumars shoot like 95%.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, man.
Fundamentals.
So you knew not to put that man on the line.
And it, yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. It scared you from putting people on the line.
That Hack-a-Shaq rule, that big man. Look, it's cool to be dominant in the paint. Learn your fundamentals. Hit some free throws.
He's dominant in the paint. He's got no low post game.
But this summer, get that Larry Bird treatment in him. Thousands of free throws.
I question his motor sometimes.
No, I don't.
Sometimes he don't care.
I've seen him be a sloppy ass.
You know what it is? It's like
he fouls way too much.
It's
out of the game half the time.
What he has is like a defeat mechanism. Like, I don't care. What's that thing?
I think
I'm
going to
not play well because I'm already mentally white.
They're going to max him, right? They're going to have to.
Yeah. Max him.
Name another max player that cannot play the last 6 minutes of the game.
LeBron
James. Stop it.
LeBron James.
Stop this madness, man.
LeBron James.
We're talking about MVP.
No, LeBron will at least pass to the guy that'll
exactly.
hit the shot. All
exactly.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you still play.
You said, be more
I
specific. And I look you right in the face. LeBron James.
Stop this madness.
LeBron James. Can I play the list?
He just likes to get
He's just very frustrating to me. Yeah. We're going old school. You know, you got the guy down low and you got the shooters on the outside. Mm-hmm. And the game is very wing now oriented.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone just bombs from three.
Yeah.
And we don't have that.
But you know, Golden State.
Because you
it.
Can't
it
touch.
The way we play the game.
Golden State did change, had a hand in changing
everything.
The game.
Do you find watching Golden State boring at times?
No.
I did.
It's refreshing to some degree.
It gets repetitive,
to me it is,
though.
It does
repetitive.
Get repetitive,
State
but it's refreshing
very,
to see
sloppy.
The fundamentals.
Yeah, they do get
they would get very sloppy with dumbass turnovers, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get two
it's
or three stops,
yeah.
3-3-3, and oh, all them stakes are gone now.
All I'm saying is it was refreshing to see a team do fundamentals instead of going in the paint, trying to gain a foul and making the game 4 hours longer than what it has
see,
to
when
be.
When I grew up, that's what it was. You
yeah,
give
exactly.
it to Ewing.
Yeah.
You give it to Parrish. I want to see a big man working down low. You
I
don't ever see that anymore.
Now, what's going to happen? What do you guys think Dwight Howard's going to go?
Dwight Howard is a ring chaser.
Please do not go to the Knicks, all right?
Please.
No,
Captain Sharman, all right? No one is softer in the NBA
He is soft.
Than Dwight Howard.
He is soft.
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Now, here's a bad thing. I heard somebody, I had this conversation today, actually, in the barbershop. Somebody said, hey, you know where Dwight would fit at? I said, well, where do you think he would fit at? Here. I said, where?
Bullshit.
No, hold on.
No, I said, I will fight for him not to be here.
Yeah, they said, well, you know, he can come here. And that'll open up the game. I'm like, he's soft, dude. He cannot play with his back to the basket.
No, you keep drumming. Now, you just get on him about those free throws. Dwight Howard.
I don't know how you max him out, though.
Ironically enough.
I want to be his agent.
A good fit.
Just so I can get the percentage, because I don't know how you max him out.
If he has to go east, a good fit would actually be Orlando.
Yeah, actually, Orlando's kind of fishing for him.
Yeah.
Because they're young. And
they're a young team. You had that leadership experience, and they need a big man. He would do good in Orlando, but Orlando doesn't have the money for him.
And I don't know where else he could really go.
He could go to New York.
That would be funny.
Is he chasing a check or the ring?
Both.
I think a little bit
if he's chasing a check, he could go to Atlanta.
If he's chasing a check, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn would pay him.
Brooklyn would pay him.
If he's chasing a ring... But tuck your tail.
If I'm Golden State, I don't want him.
No, they wouldn't get him.
You're fucking up my rotation, you know.
I'll put him in the East where it's less competition.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't go to Cleveland,
Chicago.
Oh, Cleveland don't need
Chicago.
Possibly. Chicago,
oh,
maybe.
Is Jimmy Butler, really?
They might trade Jimmy Butler.
Maybe I would trade. Try to. Personally, I would trade Jimmy Butler for him.
How about Boston?
No, they got a good thing.
Boston's racist, so a lot of
because Isaiah Thomas. Yeah.
But they are racist.
Well,
they're
they are.
Boston's racist.
They are. Look, Bill Walton couldn't walk down the goddamn street. This is probably why he doesn't have a lineup now.
Exactly.
This is probably
he's still so shook, like, I can't lead
him. Can you do basketball? One free agent that's ever gone to Boston. Nobody.
Well.
Garnett was traded for him.
The Big Three was traded.
Yeah,
they were all
Big Three was traded. I mean, he orchestrated the trade, but. Yeah,
hold up.
Very, very racist.
Nate?
What do you think about him maybe going to, like, Toronto? Well, he'll kill their vibe.
He'll kill it in Toronto.
Because they got a, what's that guy's name, Bombio or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
So that kills that.
I'm sitting, he's.
You want Al here?
Destination.
Me is,
I don't know.
He already had a big guy, Monroe, next to him, although he's more athletic.
No, but Monroe did.
Maybe go to Milwaukee.
Man, Monroe didn't do anything.
Well, Monroe was just...
I hated Monroe. He was horrible. Monroe used to make fun of him all
the time. Yeah, Moose.
He just looked goofy. I don't know.
Yeah. Monroe didn't do anything, man. Personally, if I had to put him somewhere, unfortunately, I have to put him in New York.
I don't want him, man.
No, you don't want him.
He make it thrive in New York, though.
No, he won't. Look, New York,
I was
look,
trying to help
my
brother out.
How many years?
Oh, God.
Chuck, how many years
wait, the last
do I have to say this? I will say this sentence.
What's the last time they had a championship? Was in the 60s?
Who?
New York.
71.
71.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hold on.
Willis Reed, baby, coming out. It hurt.
45 years.
I will say this to you. All of my scholars.
They should have won in 94.
You could go back last year.
95.
You could go back.
Come on, John Starks.
You could go
don't
to
get me started,
real
man.
Sports.
I don't know.
I have said this sentence to you, and I'm going to say it again. New York.
Oh, when she
is the land
that,
of broken toys.
When he didn't dunk it and he tried to
that's
lay it in.
What they are
against Indiana. Oh, that hurt my heart.
When we're done with toys and we broke those toys,
yeah,
we
send them
shipped
to
them to New York.
We do.
That's what we. I've said this over and over. And the second thing I've said to you, when you say New York is the Mecca of basketball,
like my
Islamic brothers and sister, much like Mecca. Every other team makes the pilgrimage to go to the Garden to kick the shit out of this.
It's annoying.
And then, immediately, boards a play.
Derrick Rose is the first MVP to play for New York since Bob McAdoo.
That's crazy.
And don't think he's going to be your saving grace.
Hey, he's 27. He's getting in his prime,
no,
man.
No, he's no Mr. Personality.
Rose is just getting in his prime,
Mr. Glass.
But we know he's,
Mr. Glass.
Mr. Bionic right now. Wait, you really have two knees?
Mr.
Surgery?
Glass.
I'm trying.
Two knee surgeries.
I'm trying
and ankle
over
surgery.
Here, man.
Oh, the
I think he got a bad hammy and a messed up elbow
on him
right now. Right now, as we speak, I think he got a bad hammy right now.
When they drafted Porzingis, I was so mad.
You know what?
But it worked out.
Yeah, Porzingis is cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
it worked out.
You know
what? They can't win because
I think LeBron.
The offense cannot flow through your boy.
I think LeBron preemptively made a case for Derrick Rose. If you call D. Rose a bad name, he will break. He will break. Much like every other time I've ever seen him on any basketball court in life.
Yeah.
He will.
Because MVP season, you could have told me. I was like, oh, he's there. He's going to contend.
I started this year off. He's going to get hurt. Like, when we played him.
He played 66 games this year.
Oh, well, that's an achievement. That is a personal achievement.
We, let's give it up for Derrick.
I'm sorry. Let's give it up.
Let's give it up for Fragile.
Well, doing the bare minimum, Derrick Rose.
I love.
And what did he miss, like 136?
Yeah,
he
missed.
I love about the draft. I love Buddy Hield to Oklahoma.
I don't know if that's enough to keep.
Who plays rent, with though. My favorite player.
Buddy Hield.
The unibrow.
Look.
Yeah. Buddy Hield can shoot the shoot.
It's
he
a
can
different
shoot
stage.
Up, and he can.
I'm not knocking anything, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
Well,
Unibrow's going nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him that long-ass contract.
He's at the Smoothie King for the rest of his life.
He needs somebody there. If he can get, like.
That's why you get Buddy Hield there.
If he can get a good free agent.
I might need that jersey.
If you need a good.
No.
You don't Buddy Hield jersey. You don't do that to yourself.
I would not let that happen to you.
Just don't wear it out.
I wouldn't. You know,
your favorite player in the NBA. You know, everyone has one. That's my guy.
Look, I just broke you from Knicks paraphernalia. I take look. That's probably like a partial victory between me and Stacy. But I have said it.
He'll be the best player in the NBA at some point.
I have a pair of Knicks shorts that do not leave this house.
Yeah. Cabron getting old.
Because honestly, last year he's about the third best player in the NBA. Yeah.
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Eventually,
Bron's game is going to be like that hairline.
You know what?
Disappear.
We're not talking about LeBron like this.
Look.
LeBron, get your plug.
You leave.
You cannot have a head full of hair.
Yeah.
And
get
then
that
four
Tyronn
games
Lue
later,
game.
You're spotty again. Come
just
on,
get the Tyronn Lue. It could be great, you know, but at least you got it. You know, at least you got it. You can dive back. Whatever the hell Tyronn Lue
got. LeBron got his line straight. Man. Three games later, I'm like,
man,
he's going to come out like
it's Bosley.
Bill Russell had a better line than Bron.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. Bill Russell did have a better line than LeBron.
That was quite nappy.
Yeah.
And Bill Russell here looked like some steel wool.
Oh,
man.
That was horrible.
I after watching the draft, I am not impressed, but at the same token.
I don't remember the guy's name. I know it was a big white guy.
My hopes aren't high.
I was hoping Denzel slid to us. I was really hoping.
No, they weren't going to let that happen.
Yeah, we
were close. He went 14. We drafted 18.
No, we wasn't.
We took
him.
Henry Ellison.
I was surprised that Denzel went that far.
They say, this is what they say about Ellison. Lottery potential. Pistons named him at 18. Could turn out to be a steal. He's big and skilled from the outside. We need a stretch four, I guess.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
A nice addition to the front court with Drum, Marcus, and Tobias.
Yeah.
We got a decent team.
We have a
We're
decent
not going to win anything, but
are we?
It's a decent
Hold
team.
Hold on, wait.
But in the East.
In the East.
An 8th seed to 7th seed.
No. See, here's what's going to happen.
Do we get Wi-Fi back yet?
I don't.
No?
No.
I'm trying to think of the teams that made the playoffs last year and who are going to fall out next year. Because you got to figure New York's going to get in there.
I think Cleveland is one of
them. I'm thinking Boston maybe won't get in.
Boston won 48 last year. They were pretty good last year.
Boston was pretty good. Don't sleep on
Isaiah Thomas.
Hey, where did Rondo go this year? Or they haven't said yet.
Oh, God.
Rondo went
from Dallas to
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Is he still in Sacramento?
Yes.
I don't like that.
With Boogie?
What's up with him?
Hold on.
How can you
Broken Toys
franchise.
Is New York?
Hostage like that.
Sacramento is when you're about to end your career.
Oh, yeah. God.
You go to Sacramento when it's a wrap.
And Boogie's just
you that got team problem. Should move to Seattle, man.
You know what Sacramento reminds me of?
I would do that.
Of a battered woman that keeps going back to Boogie saying,
yep.
He won't do it again.
He won't do it again.
With a fractured skull, like he just was mad. You know how angry he gets.
That's fine.
That was bad.
Huh? To really change the – that reminded me thinking of the West Coast.
Yeah.
The NHL getting a team in Vegas.
Oh, you That's think crazy. The NBA is fixed?
You think
I can't wait until NHL.
You think that was that's cool? Teams going to Vegas?
First of all, you think?
No, the Mecca.
The NBA is fixed.
No,
the NHL. You are going to see.
See, I don't worry about fixed games. There's too much money involved.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to Vegas.
You know, too much money, as in. Like LeBron, right? Because you have to get to the people who control the game the most. In basketball, there's only five guys on the floor, so there's only one or two guys. There's no amount of money you could give LeBron to throw a game. He makes too much money.
That's
sponsors,
LeBron.
Salary.
That's LeBron. Now, we're talking about NHL LA team with guy just trying to prove himself straight out of college. You better believe you slide me a couple extra dollars.
I just like it. Like, they're talking about the Raiders going there. I love the Raiders in Vegas.
If the Raiders go to Vegas,
they'd be a team that could do
how
it.
How great would that be? Like,
you know what?
The Lions are playing.
Hold on,
in Vegas. That'd be a great road trip.
The only way.
That would be bad.
The only. I was down with that because they will exonerate the New England Patriots as the mecca of cheating. They will have a West Coast. They will have a West Coast arrival.
Is that Foxborough West?
It's Foxborough West. Oh, God. You got
Brady was suspended. He's unsuspended.
He's suspended again.
He's unsuspended
again. Wait a minute. We might be.
That's my boy, dog. Why are y'all going hard at one boy?
I'm sorry. The football, they had their chance, and they didn't. They fucked it up.
Yeah. I don't.
All of this over some deflated football.
No. Wait.
And they came out
and
whooped ass in the second half.
Yes.
So it didn't matter anyway.
They just need to save face. They're going to get this
Minnesota.
One. They're going to
so
get this
stupid.
One.
Like Minnesota, okay? Mm-hmm. They were taking footballs and putting them underneath the heater.
Yeah, they heat them up. Yeah.
That's doctoring the ball.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Okay, they got caught. So they got fined $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what should have happened in New England.
But you know what? They blew it up because it was Tom Brady.
And they couldn't even prove it.
They
still can't prove it.
They
said,
give me your phone. Got the phone and was like, you got another phone.
Yeah.
Got to see your tablet.
Why am I giving you my phone, too?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lie.
I love what he said. He's like, why would I give you my phone? Yeah. Why would I give you my personal No.
Like, what if your employer goes, let me see your phone?
Absolutely not.
No, I think you were stealing, like pencils or something, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, if I'm stealing pencils,
let me see.
Tricking Bix.
I think you're taking office supplies and selling them online. Let me see your phone.
No.
How about you bid for them on eBay like everyone else?
Yeah.
That was crazy, though. But that was just a witch hunt. I don't respect Roger Goodell. I don't know. He has way too much power. I'm like,
No. See, he doesn't know what to do with his power.
Gave that to him.
Here's what he does.
The collective bargaining agreement.
He goes.
And that's why when they complain about it, I'm like, this is what y'all voted for.
He goes re goddamn diggishly hard on drugs. If it's drugs, he fucking suplexed the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Like Josh Gordon still hasn't played.
That's steroids. In steroids, you get 4 games. If you smoke weed, it's
like,
4, 8, 12 a year.
I'm still waiting on Josh Gordon's debut game.
He came out of football, and I'm sitting there like, he smoked a joint. We talking about
what is he, slower?
Exactly.
Just play the game. That's it. That's
he's
just hungry.
I'm finna burn you in a minute.
I'm about to burn you.
But he's coming back next year, right? He's coming back this year.
Is he? That's
a I thought he got busted.
I think he got busted again.
Yeah. Like a month ago. He
Who has his debut game 3 years after he was drafted?
And tore up the league. That's the bad thing about it.
It's
kind of
like Pac-Man. Remember, Pac-Man had a bad couple years.
He at least played. Shit.
Yeah.
We got a chance to see him.
I cannot believe he got busted again. Like, you are a millionaire.
Yeah.
Had some clean piss walking around with you.
He was the best receiver in the NFL.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I mean, bar none. To the point where I was like.
To him, you know?
And now you got to fight to get on a damn practice squad. That's crazy.
One thing I will say before we get off the NBA draft as a whole, if I could give any advice to these young guys, I watch ESPN broke. Save your money. Do this responsible thing.
Please.
Stay away from these sneaker chasers. They out there. Please. Even if you get with a sneaker chaser, stay away from anyone with the last name Kardashian and or Jenner. They will
bombs.
Kill your career.
Yeah, absolutely.
The body count is too high.
It's enormous.
Just in the athletic field alone.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Reggie
How
Bush.
You go to a
Miles Austin.
Smoke crack, and that gets you your wife back.
First of
how
all.
Does that, how is that?
I don't know.
First of all, no.
Maybe I'm not going
to trying to leave. Like, Lamar Odom is from Jamaica. First of all, they call him Lammy. The only thing lamb-like about Lamar Odom is how the Kardashians are offering him the sacrifice for everything. Like, now it was cool for the show when he was on crack.
Yeah.
But Lamar Odom was on crack the first two times.
Yeah.
We had Lammy on the show. Him and Scott Disick coming out of rehab holding hands together.
Man. You were Alki, I'm a crack man.
Yeah. And now that.
Remember Celebrity Rehab?
Dr. Drew to kill people.
Yeah.
And now, one cool thing about maybe Lamar Odom has listened to my show because in the live broadcast.
Yeah.
This is the global sensation that is his show. I said, get on your Jamaica Queen shit.
Yeah.
Show them who you are. When they call you Lammy, say, no, nah, fuck that. Don't call me Lammy no more. I'm Lamar Odom.
I'm Lamar.
I'm from Jamaica Queens. I'm back. And then you get on a plane. Much Rappaport.
He won the
Michael Rappaport.
He won the Otis Thorpe Award a couple of times.
Yes, he has.
Absolutely.
Michael Rappaport said, get on that Stephon Marbury. Go over there to China and tear shit up.
Isn't he like the most beloved NBA
player?
Oh,
my God.
Ever?
In China,
they got like
Marbury.
A shrine and a, he has a statue over there.
He has a movie coming out of his life story.
In China?
Starring him.
Yeah.
He's now, playing.
We have to.
Stephon Marbury. Okay? It's like
I've seen Stephon Marbury eat gobs of Vaseline.
Yeah.
Jesus.
See, but it's okay.
Yeah. Took Vaseline and just
dipped his hand in it.
Not once, not twice, but thrice.
You know what he's doing? And it shocks me that they allow him to do this. Remember when Ali did We Are Kings? It was a biopic, yeah. And he was Ali in that movie. Yeah. They're doing the same shit with Stephon Marbury in China.
He is Steph.
And I'm like, if Lamar Odom went
Steph,
to China.
Steph, boom, bye,
yeah.
pretty much. That's pretty much where we are now.
Starberry, boom, bye.
Shishawa.
Starberry, boom, bye.
Was like, he good at one point? He was right?
Bad, man.
Him
he's bad as hell,
right?
You know what it was? I lived in Minnesota when he played there.
New York! Atlanta Broken Toys!
They were supposed to be, you know, the new age Stockton and Malone.
Yeah.
What happened was when Garnett got paid and the collective bargaining agreement came in and he realized he could never get the money that Garnett had. He was like, you know what?
I'm going to go to New
York. Since I never get the money I can get, even though Minnesota could offer him the max deal. Like, he didn't get more from going to New York. He just was like, I want to go home.
And he went to New York.
And he went to New York.
And sometimes when you play at home, that's never good.
Yeah,
like,
it gets too comfortable.
You get too comfortable.
Oh, God, let's not talk about Marbury. Let's talk about collarbone.
You know, we can even say that with Rose. Rose is from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe a change of pace would do him some good.
I believe so. But you know what, though? I think now he has a chip on his shoulder.
And it's a contract year. He got something to prove.
Yeah, if he comes out and plays half of what he played and can stay healthy.
I think I was going to see him.
All right, so we're all good on the Kardashian. Well, just with Lamar Odom.
The lambing.
Next
year you got to have a Lammy Award.
The body count. The body count. Like, I don't want the Lammy Award.
Who's got the best chance of marrying a Kardashian becoming a crackhead?
As of right now, here's the body count.
Reggie Bush, quickly.
Miles, and this is all sports. Reggie Bush, all sports, just sports. We're not even jumping in entertainment.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Reggie Bush, Miles Austin, Chris Humphries,
James Harden,
Mark Sanchez.
Jesus.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
They wanted them to date him.
Rolando, the soccer player. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's not even allowed in the U.S., and he was only with her for a weekend. I don't know what the fuck happened over there.
Yeah.
It was 3 days he was with him, not allowed in the U.S. He killed in Portugal last week.
Yeah.
That is all. He can't play here. I'm sorry. Rashad McCants, Derek Ward, Matt Kemp, Lamar Odom.
Rashad McCants.
James Harden.
Whatever happened
that breakdown with the fucking Rockets this year.
Yeah.
James Harden.
James Harden, Julian Brooks.
Never played D, James Harden.
He is the worst off-the-ball defender.
Jordan Clarkson.
He's not even a defender. He's just in the damn way.
And coming soon.
He's like the cast of Shadow.
I would literally run zone with him on my team.
Yeah, that's so bad.
You can't guard him, but just guard his space. All right? Just guard this area.
This is you. And coming soon. Elbow. Damn it, man.
I want y'all ears to perk up for this one. Coming soon. ODB. Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, he's going to get caught up.
Oh, he's the next Kardashian.
He's the next one.
He's the next Vic.
I can see it.
How we drafted this year. Like, do you still draft? Knowing this, are we going to walk into B-dubs in a few weeks?
Yes.
Knowing this, does that up his value or does that lower his value? Or Dewan looks like lost.
You still got to go with him.
We are in a fantasy football league together. Real sports guys. We're in the league. Stacy, queen of the league.
We have two first round to tight ends. We still need tight end help.
Yeah, we need all tight ends. All tight end everything.
Makes sense to me at all.
That's what we are. All tight end everything.
GM Matthew Stafford say that because Calvin Johnson is no longer with the team, that, hey,
yeah, I heard
we're going to be better because teams don't know how to defend us? Now, immediately somebody
I got to be honest.
No, it's pretty easy.
It was the dumbest thing you could have said.
So stupid.
This guy's you don't even have to guard.
One of those
though.
Prolific so, no. receivers in the history of the game.
You know,
say,
no. All right. And I'm playing devil's advocate. Mm. There's a kernel of truth to that statement. Because think about it. What was our chief concern with Stafford? Always throw to Calvin. Because Calvin is a nightmare defender. I mean, nightmare just – if you're on a defensive team, you see just the brick wall that is Calvin Johnson. He could jump. He could just get – he's a nightmare to defend against. And all you did was throw the ball to him. No ball rotation whatsoever because he got so comfortable with Calvin. That's true. You don't know how to defend against him because you are learning a lot
offensive tricks. I'm not a Stafford fan. And he's,
we know.
He's got horrible accuracy.
We know.
But you know what? I think it's because he used to play football.
He bailed. Calvin bailed him out many times.
We
know.
What was his record year? I don't even want to call it a love-hate relationship.
You're talking about the year of the Pretender, 2011?
Yeah. I really think Stafford
like,
did some personal to
I was like,
you.
Calvin Johnson's got his quarterback looking like the man right now.
Right now. Golden Tate,
Golden Tate's stock went up. Yeah, absolutely.
Golden Tate then went up.
He's a tough guy.
Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones probably has 80 catches this year.
Hold on, but Marvin Jones has made a career of following Calvin Johnson wherever he went.
Now, are we
college? Who do you replace?
Are we doing a twin tight end set?
We're going to be down a lot. Oh, there's going to be a lot.
We have no choice. So we're going to have to emulate the Patriots because the Patriots are going to do the same thing. So twin tight end sets and hope for the best.
You could probably put Elon.
You have no choice.
I'd put Ebron in the slot.
Like, I would. I would move Ebron all over the damn field.
So would I.
Really?
Can he catch the ball?
Who, Ebron?
If he could catch the ball, I'd be fine with it.
Because before, when I saw him do this, that's how the boy.
Can he catch the ball? Like, I'm down with Ebron. Let's work on some fundamentals,
you know,
Ebron.
Yeah. He dropped in college. He dropped 12% of his passes.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Which was the highest. Wasn't even close.
When we drafted him, I was like, wow.
And they were like, oh, we can fix that. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can either catch
it. You can't
fix
holy hands. You can't fix holy hands.
You know who I wouldn't mind coming here is old man.
Don't say
it'll
it.
Come to me. It'll come to me.
Don't
old,
say
old
it.
Man.
Don't say it with the Ravens.
He's with the Ravens.
Then he went to the Broncos.
He's about 40. He went to the 49ers. Bolden.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say Anquan Bolden.
Old man Bolden.
Anquan Bolden.
He came in for a visit.
That would be bad, but damn,
hurt my heart.
He
has left.
He can catch.
He can catch, but he's not gonna. He's 40 years old.
Well,
remember he got his face broke?
Anybody.
He can't separate.
That,
he can't separate.
No, he's not gonna separate.
So Stafford could put it on him. He has to, but you know what? Stafford ain't gonna do that.
You know what? I will say, mainly because I'm anti-Cleveland right now, and I try to wake up. Can we get make a deal?
Yeah. I'm still not
Mr. Gary Barnidge. Mr. Gary Barnidge.
We have so many more holes than tight ends. We did have two front. We spent two.
But if I got Ebron and Barnidge,
a little bit, so
if I got Ebron and Barnidge,
maybe.
Yeah.
That our tight ends, we're good. We're good. We can focus on other things.
You know, we're probably gonna be
make a deal, man. We could like Cleveland. Look. They did their thing in basketball.
We need another back, too, because Abdullah is not good.
I don't want the Browns getting any ideas.
Look at the Steelers, like Heath Miller.
Yeah, they're going to be
retired.
Back.
So then they sign Ladarius Green from San Diego.
That is not smart.
Ladarius Green.
That is
better.
Not smart.
Ladarius Green will be better than Ebron this year. Watch.
First of all,
I think
hold
he's
going to
have a breakout
look,
year.
Watch.
Now, the Steelers, Heath Miller, he retired. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm saying it right now. Mark my words. Ladarius Green. Flash in the pan. He did his thing with San Diego.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Who do you think does better next year, Ebron or Ladarius Green?
Ladarius Green. No question. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, like, knowing what I know, Ladarius Green, no question. But I don't see him putting up the same amount of numbers that he did in San Diego. I just don't see it. Because in San Diego, he has something to prove. Yeah. This is it. He signed a contract, so he's good now. Will he be decent? Yes.
Injuries.
Is he going to do the same thing? No.
Last year. Steelers could have won the Super Bowl last year.
Steelers could have.
And if, I like Steelers.
Without injuries.
Yeah.
It
was just horrible because it was just so bad. To see
they
it
lose Bell, who's like the best running back in football. Yeah. Then they stick D. Will in. D. Will's starting to tear
D.
up.
D. Will
D.
tore
Will
it up.
Fucking hurt.
Yeah. That was
now,
nice.
Do Bell.
No,
they could not get a break.
No,
back
Brown, still hanging in there. Yeah,
they couldn't get a break.
Do Bell going to come back the same?
Yep.
Same.
Yep.
Okay. Le'Veon, yeah, I see it.
I don't see that happening.
They rip the knees. They come right back anymore, man. It's
okay.
Not like the old days.
Okay. All right. We'll see
look
all
at,
of this.
Look at Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is a unicorn he's the only person.
Rips his knee, comes back and runs for
and
2 G's.
Kills it.
Yeah.
See,
Adrian Peterson.
That was amazing. I knew he would do it, too. I was like, I'm standing by my
is baby. A unicorn.
I think he can do it.
He's the only one who will do it. And yeah. I like Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles is awesome. Is he going to come back the same? Hell no.
I doubt it.
Playing?
He's
still in Kansas City. But
he's still in Kansas City, but he's done, man.
Well, we're not talking about Jamal Charles, okay?
No, Adrian Peterson is.
I lost
I'm
Jamal
just,
Charles
I'm just
last year.
Making
right?
the
Who
example.
Do you guys think will win the division this year? Win our division?
I lost
Minnesota.
So many.
I think Minnesota's going to win.
Minnesota.
This year?
Yeah, I think Minnesota's going to win it this year.
Minnesota or Green Bay?
I'm praying not Green Bay.
Nah, man. You know what? I'm
because
saying no
Jordy
to Green
Nelson's
Bay.
Coming back.
I know that's going to be a problem, though.
And that's but your entire game. Remember what we just talked about.
But their line is just.
He ain't going to be the same.
Their line is.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, but Aaron Rodgers was like a magician last year.
But Jordy will not be the same. That
he covers,
ACL.
He covers up so many holes, Aaron Rodgers.
He makes them look so much good because I was like, oh, my God.
Well, he didn't have a choice last year. You just lost Jordy Nelson.
He didn't have a choice last
year. Hold on, wait. Knowing what you know. You still draft Jordy Nelson? You know he not coming back the same. You still drafting him?
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Really?
Let me see.
Something to prove, too.
Yeah.
You still got
I do not. First of all, as a Detroit, I don't have it. And now, knowing what I know, boy, ACL,
yeah.
I got to be thirsty to get Jordy Nelson.
I guarantee you end up with Jordy Nelson on your team.
Ooh.
If he's there, you're going to take him at some point.
Not like that.
You play fantasy football?
Play fantasy?
Yeah, I need to get down with it.
There's always a certain player who fucks you, all right?
Every
and
year.
Hold it
every
against
year.
Him.
Every year.
Forever. Forever. Ray Rice.
For me, actually, it was
okay?
Ray Rice.
I hate Ray
guy?
Rice.
Had an awesome
day,
year,
right?
year before.
I took
God,
him number two
man.
Overall.
I took him four overall.
I hate
hurt.
Ray Rice.
Dude. Even if he beat up his girl,
who's the
like,
guy who
fucker.
Did it?
Romo. I fucking hate Romo, man.
I told you don't do that. I gave
you
a do-over. I said,
why you did
please
that.
Do not do that.
It was late. I needed a quarterback.
I told you. Anyone else. And then I hip you to the Starbucks rule. If you can buy a pumpkin spice latte in that week, Tony Romo will get hurt. He has done it for the last 3 years in a row. They moved the date up this year. And guess what happened? My collarbone.
Do you think he'll be better with his Ezekiel?
No. It's the same, bro.
They don't have to run it. They don't have to throw as much.
Yeah, they got a run game.
They have an amazing line.
If he doesn't have to throw over 30 times,
They shouldn't have to.
He's proficient. There.
No! Stop!
He can be a proficient quarterback.
Can we all stop acting like Tony Romo is a good quarterback?
Hey, I never said he was good.
When
he's healthy, he's better than Stafford.
Look, no, he isn't. First of all,
look at the numbers.
Stafford
is way fucking better.
Hold on. Stafford has put up some bullshit.
He's won playoff games.
But.
You got me there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. All
right. Honestly, Stafford, it should have been.
He's won the division.
Every little monument that
Stafford is
crossed,
Matt Ryan North.
He should share that, yeah.
He's the North Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is so garbage to me, man.
Yeah, it's
so
perfect.
Garbage.
That's perfect.
I don't know how you can't play with Julio Jones.
I know. It's perfect.
I don't get that.
Well, they have no offensive line.
Yeah
they don't.
And we have
you're
that problem,
that.
Too. So we're fixing that problem.
Yeah, everybody's plugging, but we'll see. Got to protect your quarterback.
I was listening to the radio, and there's a perfect example. Matt Ryan, Stafford, they are Goldilocks quarterbacks.
They are.
They need everything perfect. Mm-hmm. Every can't be time. Too hot. Can't be too cold.
Who's been sleeping in my
perfect.
Bed?
So Stafford needs exactly. a running game.
Keep
in
mind.
He needs
keep
a line.
Keep in
he
mind.
He needs to spend first-round draft picks on fucking tight ends and guards and centers yeah.
okay.
and wide receivers.
For the record.
First-rounders under.
For my listeners. Yeah. Yeah. Just for that. This is coming from an extremely biased source. Look, I've had my frustrations with Stafford.
Yeah.
But. Pale in comparison.
The amount of resources we have spent to make this guy good is ridiculous.
Off the hook.
Hold on,
ridiculous,
still,
man.
And people still say, he's a top 10 quarterback. I'm
he
like,
is.
Where?
But he is.
Where?
First rounder, Kelvin, right? Second rounder, Titus Young. LeSure, second round. Best, first round.
Okay.
Now we got a Taylor Decker, first round. Yeah. The right tackle, first round. Both fucking tight ends, first round. Guard, third round. Who spends? Who gets okay. the guard? He better be elite.
All right, me and you go to Allen yeah, Park for practice. Me and you, we have to. I just want to sit next to you because
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're getting tired of whenever you say the word Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
When you say those words together. Whoever's in your vicinity yeah. immediately say, here we go again. Yeah. So, like,
absolutely.
I have said it.
No, as soon as he said it, I'm like, Jesus.
My man, Ike, who's not here with us right now, I know he said it.
I want to like him. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
I want to
but
like
him. But I
know
him. He is who he is. So.
But I'm not gonna cut him any slack.
No,
but at the same
not.
Time. He's not as bad as he
I said this 5 years ago.
He's not horrible.
We will never win a playoff game with Stafford as quarterback.
I think we can.
I think we can.
Five, so far, 5 years, I'm right. We'll see what happens.
Oh, okay.
5 years.
Lucky number six.
Stafford, he's going to make the step this year. Near nines when it happens, right?
Yeah.
No.
He hits a stride. He's got
Jim Bob Cooter helping him now, right?
Hey.
You know what?
You don't talk bad about
Jim
Cooter.
Bob Cooter has been doing some pretty good stuff.
Look at the schedule.
I saw the schedule.
Six teams had a 20 or less ranked defense.
Doesn't matter.
The first part of the year?
Yeah.
It was 15 and up, 1-7.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. We have an easier schedule
Stafford's
this year.
Stafford's won one game we in his life over
look,
a team that was over 500
last year
on the road.
Was horrible.
One game.
This year,
yeah. 9 years.
Not as horrible.
You got a point there.
And you think he's going to go on the road and win in the playoff? No, he ain't.
No, I'm saying.
He ain't winning this division.
You know what? I'm saying 9-7. I'm saying 9-7 right now. Lions,
yeah,
9-7.
I need another damn beer.
I can't believe you.
9-7. Playoffs are a.
9-7?
The schedule is not bad. Can you bring the schedule? Do you have the schedule?
I can't pull it up. Okay. We're still working on Wi-Fi. Yeah. Like, 9-7. Because last year was horrible.
Yeah, last year was just.
I'm saying 9-7. We get a nice little. We can sashay into the
we
playoffs
beat Green Bay,
a little bit.
Green Bay, that was a victory for me. That's all, that's all I was loving.
You could say that if.
I'm not
if
even
we
calling
don't,
a player.
If we don't win, if we don't lose on that Hail Mary,
yeah,
we might have actually made the playoffs.
I don't know how you don't box out everybody.
Because the next week, we lost because of that play to the Rams. And if we win both those games, we're in
the playoffs.
We're in the playoffs.
And I thought we had it, too. That broke
legit, not this wild card stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about. 9-7, and we will this year. We will make the legit, not that wild card play.
In Seattle, you know, the Lions got screwed in Seattle. Kelvin, hold on to the ball another second.
Yeah.
Actually, 1/10 of a second.
Hey, don't put yourself in that position.
Exactly where that has to happen.
Where it would matter.
Yeah.
And of course, Caldwell doesn't know the rules. I don't like Caldwell either.
Yeah, I'm noticing.
Oh, get ready.
I like Caldwell.
I'll tell you right now. Next year, who the coach is going to be?
Who's that?
It's going to be John Harbaugh.
Are you
coming home, baby?
John.
Not Jim. Jim.
John.
Jim is where he needs to be. I love Michigan.
John.
So it's perfect.
John Harbaugh
is coming home, baby.
So we're gonna have both khaki brothers.
Both of them.
Just 8 a.m.
Baltimore doesn't have done.
8 a.m. at Old Navy.
He's in his
together.
Last year of his contract and won't give him an extension.
But it's Baltimore. He is a Super Bowl champion. He's staying there, man. He's
going to be fine. They fire people all the time that don't have rings, man. Gruden had a ring. He got fired. John Fox had a ring.
Well, actually, Gruden had Tony Dungy's ring. And
yeah,
he returned it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said that.
He put it together, though.
He just inherited a team and taught them how to beat Rich Gannon is what he did. That's what he did.
I'm just saying, they fired him.
Even though I went for
Bobby Ross was fired.
I don't see Harbaugh. I don't see John coming here.
John's coming home, baby.
We don't have enough khakis in the
state
of Michigan.
I would love John Harbaugh as coach.
That would be bad.
He's a great – they've never not made the playoffs.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
Year.
Yeah.
You know what? For fairness sake.
What do you think about Joe Flacco?
Quarterback? He's a mediocre at best quarterback.
Really? Flacco?
Flacco.
Flacco is a average – regular season quarterback for me.
But he excels in
the playoffs. He got a ring.
We're going to just pretend like his defense did just shut the shit down.
If Stafford with Flacco did in the playoffs, I'd never talk shit about him.
Me either.
We all know that's not true.
Win me a Super Bowl. throw 12 touchdowns with zero picks the entire playoffs.
Now you're asking too much.
Bring me
the
Super Bowl.
Hey, on Tom Brady got picks. I mean, let's be realistic here. The only person who won a Super Bowl with no picks was Montana?
Like ever? Do you mean? Because
Montana didn't
did
have a pick in the Super Bowl.
But he played in four of them. A lot of team guys have gone without throwing one because they don't play a lot of Super Bowls.
My point is this. First of all, you're never going to stop talking shit about Stafford. I don't care what he does.
Yeah, I just told you. Win me a Super Bowl and quit talking shit. That's
I would love him to win a Super Bowl.
So
and
would
I will revisit
I see the Lions
this
my life
conversation.
That's all I want. While I'm young enough, where I can still go out and drink and party when they do it. I don't want to be old.
And you can't think of, you know, they'll win. You can't go, you know what, someday they'll win one. They will.
No.
You can't think like that.
No.
Some guy in the 1930s was like, yes, I'm going to see the Chicago Cubs win a World Series someday. Mm-hmm. And then he fucking died.
Oh, we still waiting on it.
Exactly. Yeah, so just because.
Well, and Cleveland, like I said, I am keeping tabs on Cleveland. As of right now, the city hasn't blown up.
Yeah.
I was waiting on that Boston shit to happen to Cleveland. When Boston, not blown up because of the marathon. I mean, remember in 2004 when they won basketball, baseball, and football in the same year?
Yeah, that was crazy.
And they just got we goddamn ridiculously crazy. It was to the point people
Detroit did that in 1935.
People was in hospice care.
Won all four.
And they were just
sports.
Like, you know what? Unplug the shit. If it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. It's never going to get better than this.
Yeah.
And the body count went up.
Yeah, I can see that.
So Cleveland, I'm looking at that body count. They're just like, this. I'll take it. Unplug.
The only reason I'm rooting for them is because of this.
Vegas got that hockey team, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They will win a cup before we win a Super Bowl.
Don't say that.
Well, it is Vegas. I'm pretty sure. Hey, man, how about you not play as hard as you do today, and they just slide an envelope of unmarked bills?
Who will we win a Super Bowl before? Who have not won Super Bowls?
We will win one before the Browns.
Oh, I don't know.
That shit ain't contagious, all right? No. Cleveland got it.
RG3 is going to do it for him?
Oh, hell no. I'm saying eventually.
I'm looking like, what?
Eventually.
And I like RG3, but I'm like.
Oh, who we got? We got Cleveland.
Should I like Tim Tebow?
Texans.
Chargers.
Titans. Do it before the Chargers.
Titans
in that, right?
I think we can do it before the Titans.
Panthers are in there.
Titans look good this year, but.
I don't know.
Panthers got a Super Bowl.
Would they be?
No, they went to a Super Bowl. They lost to your New England Patriots.
Yes, expansion team is expansion team
they
is
yes,
what,
they
20 years old. And they've been to two. We still haven't been there.
And that sucks ass. Honestly,
right. Texans will win a Super Bowl before we do.
No, what? Watt can't do it all. God damn it! Like
no, he can't. And I mean, he's a
like Watt can't do it.
For JJ Watt.
JJ Watt.
Minnesota hasn't won a Super Bowl.
No, and been to four straight.
Yeah, been to four.
Jesus Christ! How do you go to four straight Super Bowls and lose?
Hold on, Texas ain't gonna do it because they just met.
Now,
you know
what?
They got Lamar Miller. They got Lamar Miller, but that's not going to be the only thing holding them down.
Texans, you talking about? They got a quarterback. They overpaid for somebody.
The guy from Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Osweiler.
Why would you do that?
Why would you leave?
Why would you do that?
They gamed you up for the Broncos. All right. Here's my suspicion.
Who is the quarterback for them? Is it going to be Sanchez?
Sanchez. As of right now, Sanchez.
And a rookie are competing.
Hold on, but wait.
Butt fumble.
and a rookie.
No, wait, hear me out.
Are competing for the starting
this
job.
This is redemption for
me.
Sanchez, blah, blah, blah. All right, now that we got that out of the way.
Stop
Brock Osweiler. This is why he left.
Is the puppet coming out again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You knew that was going to happen. But Osweiler left on a grudge because a week before Peyton Manning made that speech, the I'm out of here speech, he got into a fight like at a nightclub or something. Like he went to go get something to eat, got into a fight, and that Monday morning of the Peyton Manning I'm out of here speech, that's pretty much what I'm calling it at this point. Elway called him into the office and was just like, dude, hey, we'll get into this, but if you're gonna be a Bronco, we can't have you out here, you know, getting into fights, let alone taking horrible press on Peyton's day. It's still Peyton's team. It's about to be your team in about 12 hours.
Yeah.
And he said, Elway kept hitting, if you want to be a Bronco, if you want to be a Bronco. And then Brock was pretty much just said, what if I don't want to be a Bronco?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elway was like, what?
That was a dumb decision, though.
And then all of a sudden, Mark Sanchez is the man in charge. Oh, he's with the Texans. And Texans came with that check. The reason he got in his head, Texans came with that check right after the fight. And then he was like, well.
They grossly overpaid for him.
Grossly. It just shows you how bad quarterback plays in the NFL. There's not a lot of good quarterbacks.
Like, as far as elite quarterbacks,
Nate Johnson.
And that's it.
He's not going to do anything.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Okay,
you know what? DeAndre Hopkins. You know what? DeAndre.
Ben Roethlisberger.
He'll be a beast. He'll be a beast with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, still got to give it to Drew Brees. You still got to give
but
it to
But Brock is too young.
See, I think a lot of
too inexperienced.
A lot of times the quarterbacks is
– Nate Washington? Yeah,
you know,
hell yeah.
You can only get them from college.
Yeah.
And college doesn't run a lot of pro offense anymore.
No, they don't.
It's all spread.
So
you're bringing
a
guy up.
And a few trick plays in that.
And they don't really
and
know.
And they have no idea what the hell
and
they're
then
doing.
You're paying guys so much money – They don't seize it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you're drafted.
It's like Kaepernick when he got exposed. Because at first they came out the gate and I was like, oh, shit, you know, San Francisco might do something.
No.
And all of a sudden I looked up and was like, he can't read one side of the field.
Like, look how bad Alex Smith was when he came out.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I think
you go from
No. Alex Smith.
He got
and I am the
he
only person on the Alex Smith bandwagon here.
No,
but they played him, man.
Yeah, they played him.
No, I'm saying he was horrible.
He was.
Then he got better.
Yeah. And he got progressively better.
That's
and then
Harbaugh
right when he got to his plateau, they were like,
you got to go.
You ain't got the hot hands.
But here's interestingly, the ironic thing, the curious case of Alex Smith, the whole thing he was trying to fix was throwing better. Then you ended up on a team where you never have to throw the fucking ball. You had Jamal Charles. All you had to do is, there you go, man.
Well, he runs West Coast. That's
and that
perfect.
Was wonderful for him.
That's perfect.
That's all you got to do is dink and dunk down the field.
Yeah.
And the ball.
He doesn't have an arm. He's got.
And we're just like, hey, Jamal, you got this? All right, great.
Doesn't turn the ball over a lot.
But you got to think, if you ain't throwing it past 15 yards every play, that's.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Shit, I'll. Tyke.
Hey, Jamal, you got this? Here you go, man.
That's a beautiful situation.
Yeah. But I don't even. All right, I guess that's how we're going to end it. We said this in the podcast. Once the NBA is over, it just jumps right into football.
Yeah.
It's just nothing against baseball, but 81 days? 82 or 81 days?
Something like that.
Something like
that. I think
that.
It's 81 now.
But
that's bad that we know that. You know, I watched a CFL game.
Oh, you just jumped.
It just started.
I was just like.
You're jumping. Yeah. I'm not watching
CFL. It's not 10 yards. I know. Be quiet.
I am keeping it pure, but I am watching a lot of 30 for 30s.
Oh, yeah.
I got to watch my Hard Knocks. In these 80 days,
yeah.
I'm dead serious. I may go to Allen Park and just sit in on a practice.
The OJ 30 for 30 was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful.
Wow.
That was so good.
Wonderful.
It was long.
To the point where I was sitting there. Now, okay, here's my theory. I think that OJ's son had something to do. I think King caught him.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we're going to finish it.
I think OJ took a rap.
Because you got to remember, at first they had OJ's son as they were going through like all the media coverage and stuff. He was in court one day and he just looked psychotic.
Yeah.
Like they showed his face. I was like,
no, you know what I think?
I think he killed those people. Because you ain't cutting off nobody's head in Brentwood. Nobody hearing nothing. I've been in Brentwood.
After watching this documentary.
Bark loud in Brentwood and people know about it. Yeah. You're not just doing that.
OJ had his problems. OJ probably had CTE. OJ probably had strong anger issues.
I didn't realize how much he just systematically whooped Nicole.
Yes.
He's a sociopath.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't think he killed her.
Remember they were talking about how he cheated in golf? And I was like, I could see that with his lying.
I don't, but I don't think he killed her. I think the son killed her, and he covered up. And he took the rap.
That's what I believe too.
Because here's how it was put in this documentary. If you're a sociopath, see, yeah, he had like an identity complex thing going on.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't white enough. Like OJ just needed.
I just think he did it, man.
I don't think
blood
he did.
Everywhere, fucking everywhere.
That
old,
like here's, but here's this thing. OJ was on that power trip shit. So he need her alive.
And actually, the prosecution was weak on that because I'm like, why would you have him try on gloves?
Oh, why
latex
would you give
gloves?
Key piece of evidence. Why would you give a key piece of evidence to the defendant?
Why would you do that?
The prosecution didn't do any. It's supposed to be without reasonable doubt, and they
created so much doubt.
All you got to do is this. Move your finger like this.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. I'm like,
why would you get a key piece of evidence?
And then I felt bad for Darden. They had Darden look like a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah.
He's an educated guy. They have him looking like a stone stupid.
Did you see?
Idiot.
All right, now in the documentary, they made him look like an idiot. In the, I guess the FX, did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Now I see, like, Darden had that identity complex, like, oh, we doing this for the brothers. Then he came home. I'm not a traitor. I'm not a traitor.
The brothers still love me.
It's a lot of money. They didn't tell me the case. They didn't tell me the case.
And if OJ did go out like he did, that was just.
Dude,
you should have never jaywalked. I would have spit in public.
How?
Because a pariah.
He should have did
watch it. How OJ was like so white, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then it becomes a racial thing.
Yeah.
To help get him off, you know.
But it was the perfect climate because the LAPD had stuff.
When they had to go through the house and put black people in the house.
Yeah. That was so.
I've never seen are you kidding me?
We have the black in your house.
We had to put black people in the mansions.
But aren't you black? Like what the hell?
Like, but
oh god,
that the 30 for 30 OJ Simpson.
That was
please
great
check.
Because I told Shay point blank. I was like, I'm still sticking to my theory, but to know all the stuff he did to the point where he was just getting so privileged.
And when his ex wife came out, you know, normally when they say, "What are you? What do you think he is?" Hey, he was a funny guy. He was a con man. He was cheery. When you look dead, he was a serious man. And it took me a minute, like, what the fuck does that even mean?
OJ in the Big Pimpin' video? That was sweet. That was funny as hell. That was hilarious.
He's just.
It's just. He clearly did it. He clearly is going to get off.
I still believe he had help doing it, but yeah.
He was going to get off on parole next year.
Yeah.
Next year, he's going to. Because
I was young, I was like, well, there's no way. In Brentwood, now I'm thinking about him, like, him and his son.
Like.
Big enough knife.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was in fourth grade when this went down.
Oh, so you had no idea.
No, I'm watching this as a fourth grader. He totally did that shit.
You got me that I hated though. People were like, well, you love OJ. I'm like, I wasn't around with this motherfucker.
I know
OJ from Hertz commercials and Naked Gun movies.
That's how you do it. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I know OJ is a football player. When people tell me, I'm like, OJ Simpson really
the
did
first
that?
Time I seen OJ run was with Kunta and Roots. All right? That's the first
like,
time I ever
know,
saw
yeah,
OJ.
I'm like, I know OJ. And OJ I said he didn't do it. I was like, his knees were too bad. This, that, and the third.
Like,
that's why I believe somebody
did
else
you
was
see
there
that
with
did
him.
Roots?
As a black man, we don't need that.
You know what? I did 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah,
I did something else.
No, I'm saying there was no need to redo Roots.
It wasn't.
I said I don't even acknowledge that as not just a black man, as a movie fan.
It filled in a lot of stuff that in his family, like how they were in, they joined the Civil War and stuff. None of that was in the original one.
Oh, the original Roots kind of hit, like Roots.
Well, they hinted to it. I think this one delved into it a lot.
No, because there was supposed to be more Roots.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
There was supposed to be more. That,
it was like the whole.
Yeah, it was supposed to keep going.
Well,
it wasn't just
Roots,
seven.
The first Roots was kind of weird when you watch because like you see in Mr. Brady as a slave, you know, a slave owner and everything. Like, man,
but you
weird.
Saw Mr. Like, Brady take miles and miles of cock because, so which one's weird? Mr. Brady as a slave owner or Mr. Brady as Studio 54?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Brady
bad.
In the twink
yeah.
or Mr. Brady with a whip. They're like, which one is even more mind bending?
I can't even watch. I can't even watch the show anymore. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Like,
I don't know. I don't trust it.
No, after the whole you know, he came out right before he died.
Yeah.
Now it makes the Brady Bunch makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Perfect sense.
Where it's just kind of like, why would a stay-at-home mom need a maid? And then it's like, why? Why is architecture so big?
And like, you never noticed
how, I know architects. They,
Mr. Brady and the butcher were getting down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Did you ever notice the stuff the butcher used to say to Alice? Hey, Alice, help me along with the sausage in the back.
Yeah, it was.
So as a kid, I'm like, it's all in my head. I'm like, oh my head.
I'm like, everybody was getting it in.
Three's Company is the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, as a kid watching, I was like, this is such a show. Like, growing up now, I'm like,
that's hilarious. These motherfuckers.
Oh, all this stuff makes sense.
Like, these motherfuckers. That same couch. I got to get that couch.
All right, you guys are totally welcome back. You know, because this is not going to end.
We can end it.
The revamp.
Wait. Do we have any Super Bowl predictions?
No.
No.
It's way too early.
Yeah, I can't. I got to
We at least went to the draft.
What do you think? I'm like, nobody.
Steelers,
right,
Seahawks.
You are high.
Not Seahawks. Come on, man.
You are high, sir. We're just going to act like.
That's just quick. I just slip it in.
We're just going to act like.
Hit the stop button.
No. We're just going to act like Tom Brady isn't here. Peyton Manning's gone. He has a freeway and just going. You might as well just put him in the championship game now.
Yeah. When Martelli has been in, I don't know if anybody going to be able to stop him and Gronk. You know, I played Gronk on Madden. He caught a touchdown pass on three people, fell on my guy, and broke his collarbone.
Did you see they signed Bennett, too?
Bennett?
Yeah. Chicago?
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, they got Hernandez.
So they got Hernandez. Because they got one guy that's going to stretch.
That's kind of my point. It was just like, are we just going to act like.
Steelers in New England. That's going to be a hell of a championship game. I'll say that.
We'll see. I don't know.
In that week, make it through a damn season.
Hold on, wait. Steelers New England for the championship game.
Yeah.
In that week, like I love Stacy. I am not going to. I will say some things. It's all love.
I
am going to act like you don't exist. In that week. You are not welcome over my house. You will. I'm not a jerk though. I will give you a beer. You can sit on the porch. You can just hang out.
Damn.
Like I don't want any of that Steeler. I don't want no terrible towel action.
But, hey, most winningest franchise in the NFL.
I don't care. Steel curtain. I don't care.
I'm saying most winningest.
I don't care.
In the NFL, that's all I'm saying. Man.
Okay,
I'm
just saying. Yeah,
you know, I have to be. I'm not a New England fan. I like Brady because he went to Michigan. That's it. Really.
Oh.
And my girl is a New England fan, so I respect.
That's because
her.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
Look, first of all,
she is awesome. Yeah,
Tom Brady has to sleep with a welder's mask because he has 4 championship rings, keeping him up at night, blinding him.
You know what though? When they had Randy Moss, man, they had the perfect season. When I bet all that money on him, I was hurt and so distraught because I was like, oh, at the beginning of the season, I kept saying, oh, it's gonna happen.
That would have been
Eli Manning to steal 2 rings from him.
A ball on your head.
Two improbable
when
plays.
When you catch.
And in that
like
Mario Manningham catch.
I was so disgusted with both of those.
All right, look.
So disgusted.
Eli so better
than. Hold on.
What Eli better than Stafford, too, man.
All right, we'll close
Eli's
this.
Eli's luckier than Stafford.
Because, you know, we care about people. We'll see around Super Bowl. But, I don't know. Next week, I just really looked at the date. If you are attending the annual Pierre Paul barbecue July 4th cookout.
Don't say it.
Please just pour water on Jason all day. Just keep him away from everything. Just pour water on.
Because he doesn't even. What does he have?
He has that.
So I think what he has.
Not the pointer.
Okay. So, because
the thumb is like half there.
Because I saw a picture of it.
Like,
and all that was
it's
just,
like, yeah.
Look like some string.
Think of E.T. as a defensive.
Exactly.
Because yeah. They're wrapping this. They
like,
wrapping
he can't even grab.
Yeah. He got the box.
So
he got
a club.
This, you lose 70% of the strength in your hand when you lose your.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So if
fireworks.
Yeah. Like.
On a contract year.
And you were going to sign a contract on the 7th.
I'm sorry.
That Monday.
You got so much money. You pay everyone to do everything else.
Everything. Hey, you. What? Like those.
All
hey, you.
I do
what? Get those.
Is I work out. And that's all I do. Yeah, I work out.
Okay. But people who is attending the annual It is now. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more people this year. It's going to be the entire fucking.
We came to see the fireworks.
No, it's going to be the entire.
Threw the flare on the field.
No, I didn't see that.
The soccer guy, someone, one of the guys threw a flare, and then one of the guys ran to pick it up, and the flare went off in the guy's face. Yeah,
that was the dumbest thing I've ever.
Why was he going to pick up a flare though? That wasn't.
It's going to be the entire.
Soccer's never going to catch on here.
New York Football Giants line.
You know why it's not though? Because when you hear things like in the 53rd minute, the score is 1-0. I'm like, what the? And it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Soccer's a beautiful sport to watch.
No, it's not.
But to it is. It's a beautiful sport.
No, it's technique, it's blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, you got little guys like you.
I don't care.
FIFA is the biggest selling game.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It is beautiful to watch. It just takes.
Everywhere else.
So, in America, we're used to.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A drive, you know, a couple of bats.
Another reason why we don't like it, we're not the best.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that's not true. We're not the best at a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Baseball, we're getting our shit kicked in.
Baseball, there is no more Olympic sport. So.
But boxing, we're getting our shit kicked in.
Boxing's not that popular anymore. Here.
It doesn't.
We used to win.
UFC, we're getting our shit kicked in.
We used to win. Oh, the fight's coming up. That's going to be on regular TV.
Thurman,
yeah.
That's
I'm talking about the heavyweight fight.
Tyson
Fury. And
I thought he hurt himself or something.
Did he hurt?
They postponed it. He hurt himself. He did. I don't know what he
did. It's September. It's now in September now.
Yeah, they pushed it back. I thought they pushed it back because Tyson Fury hurt himself.
It was supposed to be in July.
Yeah,
he got hurt, though.
Damn it.
So, but, wait, Floyd gave it, what, 5 belts? Because he threw one away because he didn't want to pay the sanction fees for it.
That's 4. Well, he had 4.
I thought he had all 5.
He got, no, he has 4. Five. He has 4 sanction fees.
God, I wish boxing was good still. Like a good heavyweight.
Oh, look, we won't see. I don't think we'll see that again.
No. Not, unless you're an we'll Eastern European.
Yeah,
from
unless you're one of the Klitschko brothers.
Somewhere in Russia.
Unless you're from the Eastern Bloc.
From Russia, Serbia, that is all. Boxing is still alive for you.
Yeah.
That is all. But, all right, that's it.
Right.
SamShowNation.com. RealSports.com. It's still kicking. It's still kicking. And, Juan, you're welcome anytime.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
All right. We out.